Well, I would ask you that right before we start.
Sorry. Asking me?
No, I was asking how Chicago was.
Now you decide to catch up with my life?
Screaming. I'm like, how you doing?
Careful with I do hear this.
Just switch them.
Oh, there you go.
Put my left on my right. My right on my left.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think it's right now.
No, left one has the cord.
Okay. Ready, Brian?
Yeah.
Just make sure you mute us. Good evening, everybody.
Everybody, get up.
Welcome back to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 240.
240, Christian, that is Magby. Magby. Make Pokemon Magby again. Oh, that's what it is.
That
Pokemon
little pink number 240. Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, you that weak fuck from the club. Welcome back, everybody. That's from
Magby is not that way.
Oh, he's not that way.
You know that's from
the club.
I'm assuming scary movie. Just
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh.
Come on, everybody.
All right.
This is episode 240. This is The Wanger Show. This is a show, a podcast, a stream, whatever it is. An NFT one day? I don't know how that stuff works.
Can we be an NFT?
Oh,
love Cox.
Maybe. Yeah. Can we be an NFT? ABB. I don't know.
Oh,
welcome back, everybody.
We're
back here. Back here doing the Wanger Show. It's a podcast. It's all those things. And this week, so excited.
Because
I'm the host and Brian and Cody are my guests. Yeah. But if you're an audio only listener, you're missing out.
You have no idea who's here.
You have no idea. Well, it's in
the title.
Yeah.
They don't
you
read.
Clicked.
Okay.
You all can't right. listen. You don't
it automatically either. Downloads. Yeah. I suggest you watch because you have the luxury of looking at a beautiful hunk of a man.
Brian Perez, woo! Everybody. Look at this fucking guy. He's got the beard. He's got the hair. Right. And he's got the Saturday Night Live shirts.
How was Chicago? Was that fun?
It was great. Okay. Great. Good times.
We got Frank.
All right, Frank's here too. Hey, buddy.
Frank the Tank. Frank Lucatardo. Oh, you get that's a good combination. Welcome back, Frank.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be back? Go ahead.
I'm wondering.
You have to talk.
Why
about
are you pausing?
I'm
what's
so
wrong?
Nervous.
You have to talk about what's
he's going to do anything.
I'm wondering which one of you guys lost a bet that I'm actually here.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Neither of them believed it until you showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was happening.
Yeah. Never believe Frank is my motto.
But he's here and he's also wearing a blazer, which I didn't notice until like right now.
You look pretty damn good, Frank.
I thought it was just a standard coat the first time I saw him. Gave him a hug. But yeah, that's a blazer. Yeah.
Macy's.
This is what we get whenever we call Frank.
Hi, this is Frank Lucatardo.
It does that. We even dedicated a sketch, a very small section of our sketch.
I saw.
To make a graphic for you, for your show.
I was honored.
Yeah.
You should be.
Hi, this is Frank Lucatardo.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't spend like half the day trying to come up with reasonable excuses
to not come here.
Not come.
You have like a list of shit on your phone that you go through. I already said that.
Yep.
So because I asked you like what, maybe like a month and a half ago, and you were out of town doing something. Was that true?
I was.
Okay, that was true. Okay, all right.
And I got back and you asked me again, mm-hmm. and I had something.
Yes.
I forget what, but I had something that day.
Okay.
And I gave you another date, and here I am.
Here you are.
So it was your decision. Wow.
How many times have you lied to us, though?
Oh, that's a good question.
To you, never.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
Saying he'll be on the show and wasn't on the show?
Yeah.
That's a lie?
How many times are like, where you absolutely could have, but you made up a story?
You know, I don't think we want to start off the podcast.
That's fair. Okay. We'll end it with that. We'll end it with the dark note.
You know, 100 lies are forgiven with one truth. That's the saying, right?
Mm. Never heard that once in my life.
No, it sucks. That would be the worst way to live life.
Just constantly lying. But what? Not even one time. To tell the truth and everything's cool.
It's like, God damn it, you got me this time, Frank. You were truthful this time.
Yeah. Were you dreading saying yes too, like every time, or did you have a moment to yourself where you're like, I could lie? but I'm putting it off too. Like, do you think we would have?
I'm trying to lie less.
Oh,
that's good.
Like, that's part of the steps.
Yeah. I'm trying to say just flat out no to people often instead of like saying yes and then figuring out how to.
Why not just say yes and do it?
Because he doesn't want to do it.
I want to be like at home in the dark by myself.
Yeah,
That's true.
And I always say yes to these things, and then I want to do them, but and then it's time to go, and then I get so nervous, and I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
But saying yes means you deep down want to do it, and you should
then,
do
like,
it. By God, Frank, do it.
And I don't. Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm
don't,
here.
That's, yeah, you
I'm
are.
Here
you are.
Because Cody promised me that I would find out how your Chicago trip was.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into it. We'll get into Chicago trip. We're gonna get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Well, was excited to have you.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
So excited, Frank.
The last time we had you on for, was it a Wangers play, or did we actually have Frank on during one of the Zoom shows?
We did one actual Wanger show.
And okay.
We did, one or two video game ones with him. Yeah.
We did a bunch. Only two, you think?
We did Overcooked a couple times.
Yeah. We were talking about Overcooked during the warm-up a little bit, and would be fun to get him. Do it an in-person one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Be a little heated.
It'd be a great time.
I'd love to see Frank's, because some of your best sound bites come from our Overcooked games.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Now we can see it in person. You can yell at us in clear, crisp audio.
You can even hit us if you want. You can spank us if you want.
You can physically assault us.
Let's get into current.
You're gonna, what? What did I say?
Let's get into current.
Is that you trying to say current events?
Yeah.
And you bailed in the joke because it was too sensitive of a time. Is that what it was?
He's like trying to move the show forward. He's like, let's get into current events.
Thank you, Sex Witch. Thank you, Spinning Art.
What do you got to be nervous about, Frank? You're crushing it with these
sound
bites.
You do so well.
Yeah.
You're so much fun. Did you have more fun? Or I guess, do you have more fun playing Overcooked with us or just sitting and talking with us?
I don't think Overcooked's ever fun for
him. No, it's not supposed to be fun.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah.
Never once end that game where he's like, I'm glad we did that. It's either like, fuck you, or I'm sorry. It's one of the
more stressful. Overcooked or Mario Party?
Oh, Overcooked.
Overcooked?
Okay. So fucking listen to me. This is what we're going to do. God damn it.
There you go.
There's Frank's there temper right there.
Yeah.
It comes out in the kitchen.
Oh.
You know what they say. It comes out of the kitchen.
After the one truth between the 100 lies,
yes,
of course.
Makes up for it.
Oh, my
Can
goodness.
I ask for one note on this show, guys? Can we get the
I was going to bring it up.
Wait, is
the
it,
fan is currently pointing like away
on
from
the camera.
Okay.
That happened.
I mean, we got to keep the camera cool. I get that.
I got that.
Okay.
I noticed
technology
that.
Technology gets hot.
During the warm-up, and I was going to point it out, but I wanted to bring it up on the show.
5 minutes into this, I'm fucking dying over here.
Holy you guys are adults, right?
Yeah. Yes,
you can get up and do it yourself.
Yeah, but it's funnier if you bring it up on the show.
It's not that fucking funny.
It's pretty funny. Why
funny when the camera's
personally?
Like pointing towards the wall over there.
Yeah,
or the fan is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pouring outside.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
And it's
outside.
Hot as shit.
Yeah, I like that shirt, Frank.
Nothing makes
Thank
sense.
I did not get it from Macy's.
Oh.
What would I think of that every time I put it on?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, you rock that. I don't know if you can rock that one.
Probably not.
But you rock that one.
Okay.
All right. So what have we been up to, Frank? Well, how has it been? It's been.
Yep.
How
I
long?
I don't have the sound bite.
No.
He's doing something
he could have done before the show started.
Yeah.
What have you been up to in this past? Nothing happened this past year and a half, 2 years almost. You know, it's a pretty dead year.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Poor choice of words. Poor choice of words, bro.
Sorry. Very boring year, he said sarcastically.
I feel bad because it's been shit for the rest of the world, but I have had a fantastic last 2 years. I've been, the most successful of my life, and I feel bad, but...
Own it, Frank. Just own
like,
it.
Sadly
I'm living my best life in 2021 and 2020.
Just say, you know what people do? People are getting Oscars, Emmys while the world's dying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frank, you get your Emmy, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You do you, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'd be the most successful you've ever been right now.
Sadly saying, I've never been happier.
I almost wish he delivered it more confidently. He's like, things have been tough. But my year has been great.
Fantastic.
Why is everyone so mad? What's going on? Why is everyone so sad?
I wouldn't take it back. Not for anything.
let's list off all the great things that have happened to you, Frank. How great your past 2 years were. Success, life, mm-hmm. relationship, family, all of that.
The whole show, mm-hmm. I just want him to just try to find one negative that's happened yeah. last year, honestly. Yeah.
I burned my finger on my George Foreman grill the other day.
George Foreman. Your air fryer? You can afford that?
Oh, look at you.
You get an air fryer?
Did you know he was a boxer?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he also makes a mean grill.
Okay.
All right. It's good grill.
It actually is.
Drains the fat. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sponsored by George Foreman.
George Foreman.
You want to drain your fat and love it. George
Foreman.
So
that's the grill. That's the biggest negative of your past 2 years.
That's about it.
It's really tough for you, man.
You know what would make up for that? You sue George Foreman, get more money, become even more successful during these past 2 years.
I really need a win.
Ruin so many.
That's just your one win.
Yeah.
Yes. Out of all the wins.
You just say that to the judge. He's like, you're right. You're right. I award you, sir, this case.
Yes, young man. You do need a win.
Some pity on
All right.
He walks in. Say no more. You're good.
Here's your win, Frank.
Hell yeah. So you've been winning the past 2 years.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
That's fucking great, you motherfucker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very much welcome. I'm happy for you. It's great to see you. Embraced. We hugged.
We did.
Yeah, we fucking hugged.
I forgot how tall he was because I went in and I'm like, my head is like in his armpit right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right this in the pit.
Yeah, and I'm very sweaty. Yeah. I'm nervous.
Well, the fan was that way. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. I'm so impressed with the new. I've seen it like on video, but to see it in person.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I apologize for my fan duties, though. Yeah. I gotta work on that.
That's the one.
That's the negative.
That's the second worst thing that's happened to me in 2 years is how hot I was.
Getting burned by George Foreman.
Poor thing.
There you go, Frank. There you go. It's coming back.
It's coming back. See, you gotta warm up a little bit.
Loosen up, breathe a little bit. You want a beer? Grab a beer. Which one? You got Pacifico? You got Miller?
Whatever you want. All
right, you just disregard that Miller. Go right over that Miller, don't you?
It seemed like you didn't want the Miller. Went up and around it. Is it because the Miller was right in front of you the whole time where you hadn't cracked one open yet? You're like, I don't really want that. I don't know if it's for me.
There's plenty. There's at least like three or four more of them. Okay. So you crack it open. What is this thing
that people do with it? I've seen this.
So it doesn't explode.
Does that work at all?
That sounds like a myth. I don't know. You just lightly tap it.
Thanks for having me,
Jared. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Cheers. It's a good fortune for the past 2 years.
To even better
2022. Yeah. All
right. To a great 2020-21, to an even better 2022. There it is right there.
There we go, guys. All right.
Yeah. Oh, poison.
So what else, Frank? What else you got going on? You living life? You hanging out? You going out? You partying?
Soundbite.
No.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
No to all the above.
How have you been? Okay, yeah. Aside from, winning life, right? How have you been handling everything, the quarantine? How has been your quarantine?
It's been wonderful.
Like, what's your daily like give us a week in Frank's shoes.
I rarely wear shoes. I rarely leave the house.
I don't know how we can
how are you gonna picture this? So let's see. You seem like a guy that orders his groceries and gets them delivered to him.
I used to, but now I am trying to get out a little bit. So I go to the grocery store.
That's the one thing that gets you out of the house. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're home Monday through Friday, you don't go outside. Like, let's say you spend like 20 hours.
Sometimes
a week
I'll go days.
Really?
Seeing the sunlight. It's amazing.
I've had a couple of days like that where I don't go out at all. I eat here and I like don't go outside for like a good day or two. I'm like, whoa, what is this?
Not for any fresh air at all. You guys don't even just bother
sometimes going if I'm so busy, crack a window.
Yeah.
Sometimes last week I was so busy with work one day I didn't see the sun. It's great.
That's like the great thing about working from home now is like you can just
one of the great things.
One of the great things about the last two years is that
now you can just like you get into the groove for like 36 hours.
You don't wear shoes. Do you shower? Do you bathe? Are you morning?
I don't see Frank as like wearing like sweats or gym shorts though. Like I see him he's going to bed in like skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
Like that's what I see like, him going to bed.
Yeah. Do you get dressed up for work?
No, I'm pretty lax on the.
I didn't shower till like 2 today.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah, that's I pulled
normal.
A you.
Yeah, that's normal.
I normally shower early in the morning, but today I'm like, nah.
You shower like a vet, like a Vietnam War capture guy, where you like prepare and all that shit.
Is that how you're showering?
I guess.
Isn't that what they say? Like when you're in like captivity or shit.
So confused why you brought this.
Isn't that like what they say? Like when you're like in some like captivity type situation, you have to like pretend like you're going through your day to get through it. No,
I haven't been a prisoner of war. So no, okay. I
prisoner
can't
of war
help
is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, okay. I can't help.
Do you shower like a Vietnam War vet or not?
It's a very simple question, and I don't know why you're struggling.
Like the sound
with
of the shower freaks me out. That PTSD,
so you know what is going on with your life.
Look, Vietnam was tough for a lot of people, but yes, it was great.
Okay, great for Frank's parents.
In Vietnam. Best 10 years of my life.
It was a gift that kept on giving.
Yeah.
That's a good sketch idea. Oh, the Black Plague was so bad for everybody else.
Like Frank.
King Frank was thriving.
Look at Frank's great-great-great-grandfather who just thrived.
They do even better during tragedies and pandemics and epidemics.
Like, I know it's coming my way when things start to, like, flip around and, like, things get better.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a shit year.
Oh,
and that's fine.
So now
balance out again. Okay.
You feel like next year is going to be a shit year.
Oh, I'm worried for you now. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm really hoping, that things don't turn around too soon.
Oh, for the rest of the world. You don't want
the world
like,
stay shitty, but
you
great
don't want the world.
Well, hold on. Was both 2020 and 2021 like both back to back fantastic years, or was like 2021 even better?
2021 was even better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. But so 2020 was still pretty good. Well, all of us were losing our jobs. You were thriving.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You have no idea.
We were stressed about getting our own health insurance. You were just like, no.
Frank's trying to get enough of the health insurance.
I felt so bad. It was like, I was calling the insurance company. I was like, I mean, what do I do with all this extra insurance money? I can't spend it fast enough.
I had a month without health insurance.
I can't spend it fast enough.
I was running. I was doing my daily runs. And be like, if I get hit by a car, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to back me up right now.
Health insurance, Frank.
I got a little work done on my chin. I got some filler to the top of my head.
Yeah. I should have texted you. I was like, hey, I need some of that health insurance.
Non-transferable.
You got any more of that health insurance, Frank?
Yeah. Once the vaccine opened up, you were first in line. Somehow.
You got it before government officials.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit's working out for you. I
just
really
like showed up one day to the hospital. They were just like, hey, do you want this?
There you go.
You got just the thing for you, sir.
I really hope the world doesn't get better. Yeah. So you're like.
For Frank's
I appreciate it. That's thoughtful. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's good to hear, Frank. I'm very happy for you. Now you're here. You're back with us. Got anything to ask us?
How you guys been? How was Chicago?
Chicago was fun. I went there for a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Not a fan of the couple.
He's not a fan
of the people that got married.
No, it was a big, it's a big super spreader event.
Oh,
so okay. I imagine if you guys want to stay 6 feet away
spread
from
that
me,
ass.
A little too late for that.
Yeah,
now.
It's too late. Yeah. Well, I'm like facing this way. I didn't touch you.
Yeah, but there's a fan blowing
now
in
the
my direction.
Is, so if I spit
Christian
this way,
was ahead of the curve there. Honestly,
why do you think I was pointing?
Yeah,
You
know that highly filtered fan right there, that COVID filtering fan.
I've had that fan for like 10 years.
Yeah. My fan is so dusty in the back.
Impressive lifestyle cycle of a fan there.
Yeah. Well, we've been to Chicago as a team. All of us. Yeah. I don't think Frank. I think the world was good for the rest of us. So Frank stayed home.
Frank really.
It was a bad year.
Yeah.
2019.
We all
kind of was.
Yeah.
Not one
Could
of
have
my
been
finest.
Worse.
Yeah. Been worse for Frank. 2019. Chicago's great. It's a fucking awesome
city.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Bean?
I did go to the Bean. Whoa. The Coffee Bean on 5th? Yeah. That one.
Ha ha! You were saving that one.
No.
You thought about that one on the plane, didn't you?
I keep looking at the Jenga tower. Keep looking at it. I'm like,
who's
going to
pull?
Not going to have you do it, Brian. Almost.
Yeah, I went there for a wedding. It's perfect time of the year right now. It's still hot. I was sweating my ass off.
Hotter than this room?
No.
They had plenty of fans pointing in the right direction.
It's windy over there. So windy city. They got a bunch of fans everywhere.
Yeah. The sky is a fan.
It is.
Honestly.
If that's what God did.
God's a fan.
He's a fan of Chicago.
God's a fan of Frank.
God loves Frank.
God's a fan of Frank specifically. Fuck the rest of the world. Frank, I'm a fan of you.
We always talk about if God had a YouTube channel, every other fucking week it'd be about Frank.
Yeah. Just this Frank, week and Frank. Yeah.
Would you guys ever move anywhere else? Christian said Colorado. You would move to Colorado?
Yeah, like when I'm older, maybe.
I think Chicago is like somewhere I can see myself like living.
As far as like cities, I can see myself living in Chicago instead of like New York.
Before New York? I can
see that, yeah.
But also like I've told people that and they're like, oh yeah, the fucking winters are terrible though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see that's the thing. I think that's what we talked about, the whole Colorado thing, because it's like we don't experience any of the bad weather over here. And if we did for like 1 week, we'd be like, oh.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah. Well, I can deal with a snowstorm, but then like they say, like December through March, it's just gray skies. And well, it's good for Frank because he doesn't go outside. For Frank. He
gets his every groceries. Time Chicago or anything in the East Coast goes through like a huge weather thing, Frank just like Dick grows a couple more inches.
He's right by his pool. Yeah, he's like, how can life be so good? Like, I don't understand why people are, like, in a different place.
Dixon's, I just saw a comment from Dixon Cider.
Oh, hey, Dixon Cider.
I got a super spreader in my pants.
Oh, Jesus.
That's, so that's amazing. That's what made me laugh. All these comments are going on, and you're
like, what if, like, there's all these, like, genuinely nice comments, and you're like, thank you guys, you got through a tough time, and, like, totally ignored.
That's Chris funny.
Just says, like, I got a super spreader in my pants.
He said doo-doo.
It was funny. It was funny. It was a funny comment.
Like, doo-doo's funny, too.
That's a funny one. Yeah, it is. Wait, where's Cat from? She said Midwest winters are the worst. Is she, where's she? Detroit? Some shit? I don't know.
Are you doxing her live?
Yeah. No. Yeah. The fuck, Brian?
We know where our fans are. We have three fans. We know exactly where they're
at. We've gotten to know them.
Yeah.
And they're...
What?
Sorry, whoa. I just wanted to do that.
Chris, he's been saving up that bit.
Can I have a beer?
To snap and point at you.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, what did I do?
Chicago, again, was nice. The weather was so nice. We went on a boat tour around the river.
Saw that.
Saw the architecture.
Decent currents. Nothing too choppy.
Yeah, it was good. Amazing. Okay. Had some wine on a boat. Awesome. Nice. So went to Second City. Yep. I texted you a photo, Cody. I didn't get a response.
I didn't know who it was at first. It took me like 5 minutes, and by the time I figured out it was Tim Robinson, I was like, I'm just not going to reply.
It's Tim Robinson. Yeah. I was like, it's your fucking leave guy.
Yeah. Did you watch the sketch I sent you last week,
by the way? I didn't.
Every time.
I was in Chicago.
This was Monday when I sent it to you.
I was prepping for Chicago.
Okay, sorry about that.
Are you talking like
that? Yeah, from Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. The Second City, the birth of comedy. It's in
That's
Chicago.
That's where comedy was born?
I think so.
Okay. Mm.
I think Canada, they immigrated to Chicago.
But Canada's really the birthplace of comedy.
That's true.
They're brothers. Okay.
They're brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But Second City's nice. Have you guys seen a show there?
No.
I've been to Chicago more than once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you haven't been more than once? Oh,
it was the only time when we did Ellis' special and the Schmodown and stuff.
Oh, that was the only time? Mm-hmm. And the weather was nice the first day, but then it like totally snowed and just like
we got
shut down
in
the planes.
And we stayed there an extra day, which was lovely because Cody and I.
The next day was beautiful.
Oh, it was clear skies.
You went to the Bean?
Yeah.
We went to the Bean. We went to the top of it's not called the Sears Tower anymore.
It's the whatever it is. The big ass fucking tower.
The Woke Tower.
Nah, I know. Yeah. I went on a whole like architecture tour and I learned all the towers and shit. Trump Tower is the third tallest. Building in
Hell
Chicago.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to release that phone tag we shot where we shot it in front of the Trump Tower?
Oh, it's like fuck. In the
background. You guys did that? Yeah, in Chicago?
Like, yeah, we're at the, like the little the river thing right there.
I have to find that.
We're just walking around killing time like, dude, let's do a phone tag. So we shot one, and I just never released it.
I don't know if I have that anymore.
I thought it was funny that the Trump Tower was
I have to look at it. I have to find it. Maybe we'll throw it in the next monthly behind the scenes.
Sure.
It's so obnoxious that like all the towers and all the nice buildings are so big and grand, and then... Mm-hmm. Like nameless too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see the Opera House and whatever, but then Trump has his fucking dick on
his
building.
Hey man,
he's branding.
He's a good businessman.
He's a good
and
brander.
That's why I voted for him.
That's true.
Twice he did.
Twice.
Yeah. Third time.
You know what?
I
do it again.
2024.
Make voting great again. That's what I say.
Frank doesn't vote. That son of a bitch.
No, he learned that in the warm up.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be like you've got to pay for the warm up to like
to know Frank's voting status.
If we didn't mention it?
I think the idea is there, but for context, because context matters.
Sure,
right,
Cody. who's it wasn't like a joke. I was like, where are you going with this?
Okay. Okay.
Not everything has to be jokes, guys.
What were you saying, Frank?
I don't know.
Okay, fair. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. Frank, you ever been to Chicago?
I have once. I went to the Bean.
You went to the Bean.
Mm-hmm.
You have a photo in the Bean?
I do.
Ooh.
Yeah, get it.
Let's pull it up.
I can pull it up.
Oh, you can pull it up?
Is it on Instagram?
No, probably.
Can't pull it up. Yeah,
Is it Frank the Pumpkin King 22?
Is it 22?
You might be right.
Is it 22? I don't know why
I think I have a number there.
Nah.
How many other Frank the Pumpkin Kings do you think
there's at least 21.
That's true.
There's at least 21.
I went to a pumpkin patch in Chicago.
You went all the way to Chicago to go to a pumpkin patch.
Just to pay $50 to get into a pumpkin patch.
You got
to
be kidding me.
It was $40.
Jesus Christ.
It was $40.
For a standard pumpkin patch to get in.
Yes.
Wow. What is this place?
It's Chicago.
You've been robbed.
It's once in a lifetime, Cody. I don't know if you know this.
There are pumpkin patches everywhere.
It was like done up. It had statues, places to take photos of. And like,
it's got statues.
I threw a fucking axe for the first time.
At a pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
At a pumpkin?
At a statue. Of Trump. Get that building down.
Right at his dick.
Yes.
Because you said the dick was on his dick. I'm calling back. Remember what you said.
Not so my joke can jokes, work. Cody.
I went to a pumpkin patch once where they were there was like a catapult for pumpkins, and they would like launch them into the sky and smash them on the ground. Whoa. And everybody walking by like, hey, they're smashing pumpkins. Like, they thought it was really fucking funny. And I was like, you guys, it's not
they're smashing
funny.
Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Have you guys thrown axes before?
No, I fucking want to.
You've never done
I
it?
I dream.
I assume like San Dimas has one on every corner.
No, San Dimas just has antique shops.
Gun stores, basically. Real shit.
We do have a boot barn that's really big. It's like they sell boots.
It's literally.
What do you think boot barn is?
I thought it sounded like a bar.
Above the bar, though, is a country nightclub.
Ooh.
Which I did go to once for a friend's birthday party.
What's the all country music all day?
Oh yeah, it's all country music. It's the whole big old stage for is it line dancing, square dancing, whatever.
I don't know.
I believe it's line dancing. I could be wrong. I'm not white.
Something like that. But it's
the one where they stand in a square.
Yeah,
they circle. They stand in a circle
at the boot barn. Mm-hmm. With their boots.
At the boots.
You have to prepare. You have to act like you've been in a war before you go to boot barn because it's boot camp. Yeah, that was Vietnam.
I thought it was like going back to mine.
Vietnam shower. Oh, it's gonna fall. Oh boy,
explain.
Oh yeah, what's his name? Frank doesn't know this shit. What the fuck's
your name? What's your name? Frank?
We treat our guests very well.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So Frank, if you make a bad joke, you have to pull a Jenga block, and until it falls, until we do it again.
We've made a couple here tonight so far.
It's mostly just me that pulled.
Has it ever fallen from jokes, or was it
not
only
from jokes, only from accidents?
Yeah,
from accidents, and when I hit blackjack
or Eric. Yes. Wait, no, there are Pacificos in the fridge.
The joke was earlier. Frank didn't want them.
I know, but I can actually.
I don't actually want a Pacifico.
I'm
going
to refill it eventually.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
All right then.
Here we go. Where were we?
Chicago.
What else?
Living the best life. You paid way too much money for a pumpkin patch.
Because we had time before the airport, and mm-hmm. I was like, let's go to, Laura texted her friend. She's like, oh, there's this pop-up pumpkin patch thing around the corner.
Oh, my gosh, we have to go.
It's like, oh, my God. And I was like, all right, what's my limit? Like, $10 I'll pay? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I was like, okay, if it's more than $10, we're not going.
Okay.
Tickets are, like, 40.
It's fine. It's been a good year.
All right. I'll throw a fucking axe.
It's been a good year for Frank.
Yeah. Called me.
Can you send me some money off that financial success you've been having? Why don't you Venmo me?
Why not?
So I threw axes. You get, like a five-throw card with your ticket.
Okay.
I threw five.
Nice.
And she's like, you're so close. Throw it again. Mm. I throw it again. Mm. I miss. Mm. She's like, one more time. I think you got it.
Oh, God.
I threw it again. Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. I gave up. She's like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Who is this, Laura? Or the person working there?
The person working there. No.
You're person. So fucking close.
Well, I thought as like throwing an axe, you're supposed to like fucking launch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought so. She's like, you're throwing it too hard. I'm like, yeah, because I'm fucking ripped.
I'm a man.
I'm a man. Oh, you don't like this woman telling you what to do?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. I'm too strong.
He says as his voice cracks. I'm too strong.
I'm too man.
I'm an alpha, I swear.
Oh, you want to hit the target.
But, don't look at me. I'm fine.
I didn't get it. I didn't get the axe in the target, and I felt like everyone else during 2020,
What's it
Frank.
Like? What's it like to just...
Have you thrown an axe, Frank?
I have.
Have you gotten it on the target? You swear.
Whoa.
Do you have video? Let's pull it up.
Are you talking like a bullseye?
Yeah. Well, not a bull. Just like literally sticking it on the wall.
Hell yeah.
Wait, you couldn't even hit a wall?
No. The target, just hitting anywhere.
So nothing stuck is what you're saying.
Nothing stuck. It just bounced straight off.
Wow. You need to work out more.
I threw it hard.
You're such a failure, Brian.
Well, it's not about throwing it hard. It's about throwing it right.
But then how do you do it?
What were you wearing on your feet, though? Because if you got into the boot barn, you might have better traction, you know, something like
that. I was just wearing like a Vans or something.
Yeah, they don't have much traction.
You got to keep that heel straight.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I thought you
no idea the proper etiquette for throwing an axe.
Yeah, you said you haven't done it. Frank's done it. He's hit the target. He's a man. He's an alpha.
Were you wearing boots? You're wearing boots now.
You got boots, yeah.
I was.
How do you do that? Are they comfy? Like to walk? How do you wear boots?
They're pretty comfy.
I'm just jealous. Just want to know how to walk.
Just
boots.
go get some boots.
Can I try those on?
Do you want to walk a mile in my shoes? It's wonderful.
I should wear the rest of the show.
It's a fucking stroll.
Oh, man.
What size are you, Frank?
12.
Whoa!
You said that with half. You were waiting for someone to ask you. Yeah. I didn't even. What size? Yeah, 12.
I just got these giant ass boots here. Oh man!
Careful where you spread your legs, bro.
Yeah.
Dang. How's it feel, Frank? To be a winner in all aspects. Huge dick.
Yeah. You just
bigger boots.
I picture you going to sleep every night, just like. Hands behind your back, just like living life.
Going back to the walking a mile in Frank's boots thing, like, is it like Mike? You put on his shoes, you just become
you
more
turn into him. Yeah,
you're just winning the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh no, that movie, he doesn't turn into him. He just like has the power.
He's got the abilities. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's the cobbler. That's the movie where you put on the magical shoes.
The Sandler one?
Yeah.
And then you turn into the person? I never saw it.
It's,
I hear it's like one of the worst movies of all time.
It is. And it also, like, there's like a scene where he, puts on the shoes of like a really rich, beautiful man, and like he's like watching this girl shower. It's very weird.
It's like Wonder Woman 1984.
A little bit, yeah. Just reverse.
Where like you're using another person's
They're
body
brothers.
To fuck.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to use someone else's body?
Your thoughts on Wonder Woman 84? You see that one?
I didn't see it, but I've got very strong opinions on it. And I will list them all out right now.
Please do. Go. First of all, women. Second,
I will.
Sorry, what was that?
I will.
That's our boy. Not our boy. I shouldn't say that. He's a bad person.
He's your boy.
He's not a great person at all. Man.
I may have been a little overzealous.
That's our boy.
That's our boy. Number one.
I have been known to be overzealous. Yeah. It's true.
You know, a lot of chefs like to cook with red wine. I add a little mezcal to my food item.
It's Frank.
Frank, it hurts me too listening to that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is the curse of like you get all the bad. You get the good with the bad.
No. It is an honor. Yeah. It's like if you get made fun of on shows or if you get called out, it's an honor. We're not making fun, but it should be an honor to be part of the rogues gallery of sound bites.
Yeah, there's hundreds.
I am honored.
There are only the only sound bites that we have on there are is if because it was a funny. Well, yeah, I mean,
Frank just pulled up a photo of John Rocha hanging out with I forget the movie again. Was it Abominable? Was it Smallfoot?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like one of the last things that we did at Collider.
Frame a picture of John.
I think that's
Rocha.
How Rocha died at Collider was fucking abominable? Doing an abominable.
Abominable.
I wish I didn't fucking delete this because when Rocha left, I sent him all of his bloopers that I had on my computer. Mm-hmm. And like, because it just made me laugh. I'm like, John, we did these for everybody. If you want a good laugh, want to cheer up a little bit, watch this.
Did he not laugh?
No, he loved it.
Okay.
But like, I wish I still had it because it's a really funny video. Just watching John fuck up like all the time.
Oh, I still have some.
Yeah.
Let's pull it up. Probably can't. But
some of them we can't.
There are so many. We have so many.
Yeah.
Not even bloopers. Just like
why would you say that
moments?
Like that. Yeah.
We have like I have like full reels of like awkward moments, just like stitched together.
Isn't there one where he's like getting ready and he's like,
yeah.
Yes! Welcome to Wine. Yeah.
Have we showed that one? Because that one's a fucking classic. The one of Rogan.
I don't know if we've.
Let's pull it up right now.
It might be on another drive. I probably can.
With the new LBS update, you can do all this stuff.
That's a Patreon
Give me a second.
Joke.
Give me a second.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see if he can pull it off. Frank, how are you pulling it off over there?
How are you pulling life on? You know, everything cool? Everything good? I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything.
Are you partying? You going out? What are you doing?
How many parties have you gone to? How much going out have you done? Frank? That's what we want to know.
I haven't been to any parties yet, but.
Chris just dropped a hard drive 2 feet off the ground.
Loud ass hard drive. I think his neighbors have his hard drive now.
It's fine.
Are you quarantining, Frank? You still going out? You still traveling? What are you doing?
A little bit.
His life all right, then.
Yeah.
A little bit. Clip that out too. Just a pause. A little bit. Sorry about that. Oh man.
Well, I assume if you go to like a restaurant or something, do you go out to eat sometimes?
Oh yeah. Have you been to?
You still go out
to restaurant?
Have you been to a bar?
That's the real question. Have you been to the Chain Rabbit since?
I have actually.
Okay. How are they doing?
Chain Rabbit.
They good?
Doing
they're still afloat. Okay. Good.
They're afloat.
What's the Chain Rabbit?
It's a bar.
That was the go-to post Collider bar.
Favorite Burbank, Burbank bar.
Like downtown Burbank right here? Or which?
Yeah,
where?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right next to the blue. Do you know where the blue room is?
Yes.
It's literally right next door.
Oh, Okay. I know where that's at.
They can't see this, but this is...
You guys have 1,000 videos.
His monitor right now is just full of thumbnails
everything
and videos.
That I have.
This Wait, is this is all bloopers or what is this?
Just like hilarious moments.
Stuff that made us laugh, yeah. basically.
But, I have specific folders that I can't show, but hold on. Okay. I'll look for...
But then they won't be able to hear it.
I feel like I can take a photo of this, though, and at least show them the thumbnails, because this is fucking...
I will do that.
Okay, well, I was...
That was a very Adam response.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's going to screenshot it.
He's going to screenshot because it's better quality.
He's going to.
He doesn't want to show other stuff in there.
Yeah,
Understood.
Block out some thumbnail titles.
Of course. Yeah. You don't want to see the YouTube chat and the photo.
I probably should.
No. Like the titles of the thumbnails. Like Roka says the N word. Like, we don't want
them to know what that video is about. Of course not. Yeah.
Why is that listed?
That's not an actual title.
I thought you delivered it too perfectly. I should probably QC whether or not I should show some of these titles.
You should.
This is disorienting looking at Christian right now because he's just looking at his computer and I thought it was a soundbite talking to me. Like, I didn't see his mouth moving and I was just like, this is weird.
I'm going to find the one that I'm looking for. Hold on.
Facing, now that you say it, like he's talking.
It's strange.
Sonically in our ears. But he's facing
this
away.
This isn't how human communication is supposed to go, and it's tripping me out.
Keep
right
talking.
Now.
Just keep talking.
Like that wasn't you. That was strange.
I think I found it. Hold on.
Okay, he's got it.
What's that, Frank? So you have something to say, Frank?
No, we got the video up now.
We're not going to be able to hear it.
Yeah, he's pulling it up. You found it. So the context of this one, guys, we're doing a Collider News video, and I think it was at the end of just a very long day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all you need to know about it because it's just perfect delivery and it just makes us laugh. And Christian's
what
pulling
are
that
talking
up.
About? It's about yeah,
I believe
Deadpool
it was for
2?
Some Godzilla versus Kong casting. I think is what's going on here. Dorian and Roka had shown up for a.
Isn't that the kid from Deadpool 2?
It is.
They're going to put him in the Kong movie.
Dorian.
Yeah.
No. No.
Brian, make sure you turn up the USB. I just want to test it real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, we got it.
Yep.
Give me one second.
Here we go.
We're hyping this up too much because the clip is also 2 seconds long.
Yeah, it's
going to
go.
So everyone is inevitably going to be disappointed.
Like
I want
flash.
You to know
yeah.
it's okay. All right, we're just going to sit here and try to chuckle at least a little bit. All right, I don't want people.
For anyone that don't know, Roka
like
is a man.
Slappers here. Like, oh my goodness, what a bit. But
Roka used to work at Collider as a correspondent. Dorian worked with him.
I'm looking right now at the lighting setup that we had on set. Pretty good.
You guys talked about
it. Yeah,
looks
pretty decent.
The blue is doing okay, pretty equal.
You guys weren't live to tape, so you can have some mess ups.
It's titled Roka Hates Life.
That's the thumbnail title.
Just watch the guy.
Give me a second.
He's getting there, guys.
He's getting there, Frank. Frank, you had thoughts. What are you thinking, Frank?
I'm going to ask Cody if he's listened to the new Angels and Airwaves album.
There's a new one.
I have not, but
Cody?
I heard it's quite good, actually. Is
it's
it good?
Good
stuff?
It's pretty good.
There's a new
it's
one.
It's nice that DeLong wants to make music again. Yeah.
Cody, you fall.
He didn't want to do that with Blink.
Right. That was a joke. He wants to make music with other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he left Blink.
All right.
He was too busy doing non-music.
I have the video.
All right, here we go.
It's going to play.
Chasing Aliens.
Once again, 5-second video at tops.
It's going to be full screen, too.
It's just going to be. It's going to make us chuckle a little bit, okay?
Here we go.
Coming up right now.
Not Blink.
Nope.
Not playing.
Do you have a thing?
It's on. Yeah, I told you. We're not going to be able to hear it.
It's okay.
Unless we monitor the audio.
Oh, if they hear it, it's fine.
Oh.
Let's just laugh uproariously.
Well, like, subtitles. Yeah.
I know what the video is. I've seen it.
You've seen it
a million times. It makes me
Every
laugh.
Every time.
Coming up
it's
right
good.
Now. Dorian Self.
We'll view it on the play. But yeah, I saw the audio is playing.
Yeah.
He was just so defeated at the end of a long day, but he was a professional.
He did it.
Just right. Like, Dorian!
If anything, Roka's the most professional in terms of everything on camera.
Very professional. But yeah, you know, very long day. All these things. That's what, when Ellis and Ken were on the show a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about trailer reactions and having to go to people and ask them if they wanted to do this particular trailer reaction. And
I mean, good Lord. I'm sorry. I'm just comparing.
Easy then.
I see that now. I'm sorry about that. But look at that. Look at those boots, man. It's crazy. Sorry, go on.
But no, yeah. And asking people if they want to do trailer reactions, and then they scoff, get upset, or sigh like they don't want to do it. It's like, I don't want to do this either, but we just have to. What's your favorite memory from Collider? Frank, for audio only listeners.
Thank you.
Well...
I mean, it was a great. It was great for you.
Great for everybody.
I had a fantastic time.
You had your own office.
I did.
You did.
I did. Things were going great for me there.
It was still going great. Everyone got laid off.
Everyone else was constantly stressed out. Yeah. Frank was sitting there in the comfort of his office.
Things just continually got better and better for me the whole time. It was crazy.
Yeah.
His crazy expensive standing desk where he edits all day and does that. Doesn't bother anybody.
It was an impressive desk. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. It was a good desk.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah,
I missed that desk.
You still have a standing desk at home?
Now I've got a sit-stand desk.
Oh,
it's amazing. You have a choice. You have a choice of how you
push the button and it goes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. There you go. Like, how am I feeling today? Am I feeling like a winner?
You do like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
There you go. But
sit in the morning, stand in the afternoon, sit in the evening.
Yeah. People who have stand-up desks really want you to know that you have a stand-up desk.
I didn't bring it up until...
No, I'm just saying, in general.
Day you would declare it, you'd open your door and be like, I'm standing.
Yeah.
I am standing and working at the same time.
It just wasn't even a standing desk.
Yeah, no, but you did it anyway.
I did it anyway. My back hurt.
I'm standing and leaning. That's what I'm doing while editing.
So, favorite moment. Favorite thing in general. I mean, there's an obvious answer.
I got an obvious answer, which is...
Was it Pirate Day when you dressed like a pirate?
It was like every day, but he had a flag. He had like a whole pirate flag in his office.
What's the obvious answer?
Post office.
Oh, that's not a moment. That's a movement.
Oh, that is true. That's why we have 1,000 videos.
What's the post op?
That's just all of us.
So that isn't a moment.
The post office was the most selective internet chat group. On the internet.
Exclusive. Yeah.
I think we were the only ones that were actually friends there, working there. Everyone else hated each other, and we just like, we're working together. We have to.
We've got the same chat now.
We do? We still have the post office.
On the Slack?
It's not on Slack. It's on Discord.
We have a Discord channel.
It's not nearly as active.
And you're not invited, Brian.
No, it's all right. I don't want to fucking cut trailer reactions with this fucking Frank guy over here.
No, hearing about his constant
bragging about all this shit.
Unbelievable.
I'm struggling carrying my sound mixer in, trying to say hi in the morning to Frank, and he's like, I don't give a shit.
And then
go set up.
And then it explodes.
Yes. Yeah. Frank probably did it. Took all his energy. All the circuitry.
Oh, I just got really sad. I think I was the last person in the office for your last day? I think I was.
Frank got laid off?
No, he left to...
Again, thriving.
He chose to move up.
It was a lateral move. Upward.
Literally, the worst thing happened to the company, and then Frank was like, I just got this.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
You know what?
No, we'll learn your success.
We'll tiptoe around that. Okay.
Yeah. No, you don't have to.
I'm just pointing out the fact. I think it was me and Frank were the last ones in the office that day. I was like, oh, this is so sad. Mm. Oh man, I haven't thought about that in like a year and a half.
And you're like, I have to go home with my child.
I was like,
jobless. Frank's like, I'm gonna go sign up for my 401k now.
At least that guy's going places.
True
for him. Yeah,
that's good. Good, Frank.
It's like, you got anything? You got anything for me? Got anything? Anything?
Yeah.
Is that health insurance? I didn't have anything. It's okay.
You didn't have health insurance?
You know what I miss doing, guys?
Mm. What?
Birthday lunches at BJ's.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember we would do that? We get the bazookies?
The pazoolies?
Oh, bazoolies.
Bazoolies, yeah. Bazoolies were good. I miss just going to lunches in general and then just
that is the one nice part about not working.
You say that off. We didn't do that every time, guys.
No.
It's kind of like all you guys would just go out and drink during
lunch. Looked at that. We'd be like,
margaritas.
You'd be like, I'll take a beer.
Hey, Thad.
Yeah, BJ's was great. All those times at Barney's. I loved the New York trip. That was a lot of fun.
Good.
That was a lot of fun. We stayed in like a nice Airbnb. You guys weren't there.
No.
We stayed at a very nice Airbnb.
I was kicked out of this.
I think you were having a kid. No, you were on your honeymoon.
It was 2017. I was at Clatter working. That's where
really?
I was.
Still
yeah.
working. Wow. Why didn't you go?
But we did have another New York trip with Cody.
Yeah, I went with you the year before.
And I wasn't there for that one.
You
went there.
You were on your honeymoon, I think.
I was on my honeymoon. Yeah,
he had a kid.
Yeah.
What happened to that kid?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh.
It was a great year for me.
It was a good year.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then Frank and Brian had a New York trip the year before that they did.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't talk
My brothers.
About that
we had a kid, too.
We had a kid, and then,
Frank and I had a kid.
A lot of kids being had. Yeah.
Tall, lengthy, hairy kid.
Real abomination.
Oh, God.
A real, like, what the fuck is that kid?
Really socially well-adjusted.
But incredibly successful.
There you go. Just, like, he's somehow, like, how do you speak but still are incredibly successful. You let the work speak for you, Frank. Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you do.
Don't even have to try.
You show up to those Zoom meetings and you're like, I got it. Let me just show you. Let me just share my screen. I'll show you what I'm working on.
Could you imagine a Collider Zoom meeting, what that would have been like back in the day?
You know how they're doing all these, like, or they were doing all the, like, script readings with, like, yeah, get all the actors back?
Yeah.
Maybe we should organize a
reunion
of like an actual meeting, like a meeting from 2018 or something.
Because I picture us fucking around with backgrounds and doing all this. Because like during real meetings, we'd be slacking each other.
So many times I'd look at my phone, like it's been the whole meeting just trying not to laugh because I would just remember shit. I'm like, oh my God.
We're working with children at Collider. Jesus Christ.
They didn't care about our opinion.
No, they did not.
We were never invited.
I went to a couple of those meetings. I'm like, why is this a meeting?
Yeah, yeah. Like, we're just sitting
those
there.
Those are pretty.
All this pretty and dumb. Nothing got done for 2 hours.
No. Good times. That's why we slacked each other. That was the most productive thing because at least we were entertaining ourselves.
Yeah.
There
you go. And the channel took off. It was really successful. Gained a ton of traction.
I do remember.
Those meetings paid off.
The funny, I don't know when we came back in the early 2020 and a couple people got laid off, we had like a big meeting.
It was 2019.
2020.
You left in 2019? There were multiple times when people got laid off, but like the big one was at the beginning of 2020, and then we had a meeting all together, and I won't say specifically like people, individuals, too, but like during that meeting, one individual was like, we're not doing deepfakes. We're not only doing deepfakes. It's like the next day we started shooting a deepfake video. I just thought that was kind of funny.
That's life.
Hey. Yeah.
Be honest.
It's all because
it's
of you,
lying,
Frank.
100 lies. One truth makes up for
one truth. In there.
We failed, so Frank could succeed.
I appreciate your sacrifice.
It's worth it.
Thank you, Frank. Yes, appreciate it.
Yeah. But now look at us here. We're all friends. We're all back here. Yeah.
What else are you doing, Frank? You hang out with people?
Partying?
What are you doing?
I'm going out and partying.
I want to know your life, Frank. You on Zoom meetings?
I'm here to know your life.
What are you doing?
I want to know more about Chicago.
I want to know how Chicago was. That's what
it was like 3 days. That's it.
I don't know, man. I want to know what you did.
What were you running from?
I wasn't running. What do you mean?
Yeah, why are you running, bro?
I went to a wedding.
Yeah,
I celebrated love.
Sure you did.
That's what I did. I celebrated it.
You don't believe in that.
What crime did you commit that you were running?
I got to sneeze.
Cover your fucking.
That's gonna be a fucking.
Cover your mouth.
Use the shirt.
Jesus Christ! You were about to do that in the open during a pandemic. What's wrong with you, bro?
Into the pan.
Yeah. And give it us. Give us your gross.
The Chicago COVID.
Yeah. Now I'm comforted knowing that your shirt fucking smells now because you sneezed.
Does it stink? Do your sneeze
for my
stink?
Mask? Can't
generally
find it.
Speaking, they don't smell great.
I don't know. Is it sneezes? Like an indication of
how
your
do
breath?
Your sneezes smell?
I don't smell my sneezes.
How do your sneezes smell?
It's a tough sentence to say, and I'm not going to apologize for stumbling over
I
that
don't,
one, okay?
Wait, why do you smell your sneeze? Do you go, hachu?
No, but like you sneeze on shit.
It goes right back in. It just goes right back in.
I sneeze directly into fans. I don't know about you guys. Oh, yeah, it goes right into that, okay. So I need to know.
Let me take a whiff.
Oh, yeah. Smell fucking like Old Spice or some shit.
It is an Old Spice. Yeah.
You're an Old Spice guy?
I'm an Old Spice.
I don't like Old Spice that much.
I love Old Spice. That's
Let me see your pits.
I don't want to see your pits. They're probably, wet. Dude, last week.
They're probably wet.
I like to apologize. Last week's show, there were multiple times where I put my arm out and it was fucking
drenched.
No, it was bad.
Why are you, you're like clenching
it's
really hard.
It's a gray shirt and it's obviously going
let's
to be
see it.
Sweaty.
Let's see the pit. We're men.
It could be worse.
Look at that.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right.
For men, we may not be able to hit the...
Maybe I'll just do the rest of the show like this.
There you go.
All right. Open it up. Spread your legs, too. Spread your fucking legs.
All right.
Let that thing breathe.
It's a super spreader in Cody's shirt.
Nailed it, Frank.
Nice.
I was expecting.
I get these mixed up. I get the
240 episodes.
Four colors. Yeah, one's blue. One's more of a turquoise.
Yeah, well, they're kind of bluish.
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay.
It's
well, hey, tough. Hey, look. You excited that we're in October now? It's spooky month. It's spooky season. Boo. Are you? What are you doing?
Went to pumpkin patch.
You partying? You fucking partying?
Yeah,
I went to a pumpkin patch this weekend.
You did?
Oh. Got in for free. They just let you walk around.
Frank would get in there for free.
Because he looks like
everybody
he works there.
Gets in for free.
Yeah. Frank looks like the ticket taker there.
You usually don't have to pay for...
to get into a pumpkin patch. What a crazy concept.
You pay for the pumpkin that
Why
you like to purchase.
Why did they charge you? We're going to go back to this. Why did they charge
it's
you?
It's like charging
shit.
You to go to the grocery store.
And no, it's like going to a carnival. It's like a whole thing. There was games. There was a There's a maze.
First of all, I would never go to one. Second of all, if I did, I would never pay for one.
Why are you getting on me for living my life?
Because you went in with the expectations like, oh, if it's above $10, I'm not paying for it.
I didn't pay for that shit. I was like, Laura, you got this, right?
Wow. She's like, I was about to say, you do seem like Gabby, like, I'm not paying for that.
I'm going home.
I'll go to my flight right now.
And then you went through the maze the most times, didn't you?
No, we went once because it was fucking complicated. There's like multiple ways to get out of the maze. I thought it was just one, and it fucking took forever. So I was like, I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna get a panic attack.
It's a $50 maze. Yeah. $40 maze. I don't know how much.
Around there. You get a drink ticket.
$40 a person?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it was $80?
More.
See, okay, I'm gonna call you out.
Because the other shit.
I was a little offended by this, pal.
With what?
You texted me. You asked me to pick you up from the airport, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll buy you Popeyes or some shit. I'm like, Popeyes?
What?
Fucking Pop. Not even In-N-Out. I'm not worth In-N-Out.
No, you're worth only Popeyes, dude.
I mean,
love Popeyes.
I do love Popeyes. But yeah, I'm just saying.
That's your favorite place.
He was expecting like
Arby's. Arby's is my favorite place.
Okay, even I have limits.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, I'm not going to be like, let's go to Arby's.
Black Angus. You want to get a steak?
I'm just saying, though. Yeah. Like, you're not going to even offer In-N-Out or like Chick-fil-A.
I offered you whatever. I mean, we got a suggestion.
We got Tommy's. Yeah. No, it was just very strange that you picked Popeyes out of the whole bunch.
You love Popeyes.
Do I like it that much, though? Do I talk about it that much?
You mentioned it before, yeah.
You've said Popeyes like five times since we started recording. Oh,
okay. He just won't shut up.
I mean, I do like Popeyes,
honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we got Tommy.
We got Tommy Bird. Oh. I haven't had a chili cheeseburger in years. I don't know.
I'm too scared to do a chili cheeseburger.
I don't get the chili there either.
Oh, no. I got chili fries. Mm. But on the burger,
I don't like chili at all.
No, at all.
I don't like it on there. It's too messy to eat.
Yeah.
It's
like a sloppy Joe at that point.
Chili fries, though.
Oh, because all the other food you eat is so perfectly clean.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's... No, but chili is like... There's a different...
No.
Chili on the burger,
pressed burritos.
Burritos are nice and, like, wrapped up, contained.
Even at Chipotle, they'll, like, fall apart.
Every time I have a burrito, I'm like, this is the day.
It's not going to fall apart. The rice isn't going to fall out.
God damn it.
It's now no different than chili, Frank. Try it out.
True.
I mean, rice is easier to clean than chili.
What do you mean easy to clean? If it falls in your plate, you just... Scoop it up, eat it.
Oh, I eat my food on the couch.
Oh. Well, don't do that. Don't eat it in the car.
I do that too. Yeah, see what the problem is.
I was going to say, yeah, chili.
You're not going to take Tommy's to like a nice dining table. That's car food or couch food.
Yeah.
Not like, okay, couch,
sorry,
but like,
I interrupted.
But couch, but there's like a coffee table you can eat on it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Right. I lean back and just.
Not if it.
You just back. Let it fall.
You're going to drop chili.
I'll throw a napkin here, tuck it in my shirt. But
eat over the table and you're just like.
And then as you lean back, it's chili, chili, chili.
Yeah.
No.
Carpet.
There's that
chair.
There's that the 12-inch range, you know, where the
I can see Cody eating a chili burger with a wife beater on and it just like falling on his chest. You're like, oh, that stings.
I've got stains from 2008 on my wife beater shirt.
Eating the chili.
But it's like a Carl's Jr. commercial, all sexy with like Cody doing the.
On the couch, just like leaning back.
There's a sketch for you guys.
There it is. You're writing all of our stuff. Write that down.
Frank, you've been in our. You did a quarantine files with us.
Quarantine files?
Quarantine report?
There it is. It was originally going to be called quarantine files.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got those mixed up. Quarantine report with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you like? You were an actor, Frank.
I was. Yeah, and then I went out afterwards. I partied.
There you go.
Life was great.
Yeah. You did all the drugs. You hung out with the Hollywood elite. There you go. You got your first acting gig, then your career took off.
Just trying to find the segue between chili and my wife beater. Frank was an actor in Quarantine Report. I don't know what happened. What happened there? But
you killed it too. You were the Domino's guy.
I was.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Domino's guy. Check it out, Quarantine Report.
Yeah.
No one listened.
I thought you were doing it again. I took a sip at the wrong time. I'm sorry.
Not everything jokes, guys.
Check it out. Dead air. Quarantine Report.
Dead ass.
He was giving them time to check it out.
Now they're probably with all of our plugs now. Mm-hmm. Check out our commentary this week.
Oh, yeah, we got to do Collateral. Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry.
Stay quiet.
Okay, sorry.
Everything's a joke, Christian. Come on.
Do it again.
Check out. I can't even do it now. It's gone. The moment's gone.
Should we all go to the bathroom right now at the same time? Should we go?
What? Right.
Victor Bracamontes in the chat mentioned something that Christian mentioned like 10 times when we were eating. Oh, we were literally at Tommy Burgers, eating Tommy Burgers, and he's like, I fucking love the hat. I fucking love the chili at the hat.
Well, we're not at the hat.
Where's Tommy Burgers?
I'm sorry, we're at Tommy Burgers.
It's the closest thing that I have. It's the closest thing.
Brian, what are your thoughts on the hat? Because I have thoughts.
It's okay.
That's pretty good. I like their chili fries are amazing. Chili cheese fries are amazing.
Better than Tommy Burgers. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bar Cody, none. What are your thoughts on it's dirty.
I already know.
It's
Cody, filthy. I think we went there one time.
I don't even get chili on my shit.
No.
You don't get any chili.
I get a burger.
Yeah. I did it for the longest time.
Plain burger without chili.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plain ass fries.
Yep. You know, buddy.
Yes.
You know me.
Vanilla shake.
And a water cup.
Water cup. Pink lemonade cup.
Oh, I love pink lemonade so much. God damn. Man.
Really?
Yeah,
it's too much. In and out, the pink lemonade's really good. Pink
lemon up.
I mix it with 7 Up. Yeah, I do have.
There you go, Frank.
But do you put ice in your drink? Yeah, he doesn't put ice.
I'll go no ice. It's still cold.
Yeah,
and you get more. It's true.
I was not expecting that react. I was expecting like a
Frank and I are like this.
Should we switch seats?
They're partying.
Should you guys
all
move seats? Take the microphone.
What are you doing later? You want to go out? You want to party? You
I might be in Chicago this weekend. Fuck. All right. Sorry.
Get some pumpkin patches. Yeah,
I'm gonna go to the pumpkin. Can I go to your free pumpkin patch, Frank?
Yeah.
Where's it at? Where's it at?
Toluca Lake.
Toluca. Okay.
And everywhere else.
For free.
Literally anywhere.
We went to one in like what is that? Not Silver Lake. Echo Park Air. Not. I can't think of it.
Yeah. I literally don't know how to guess.
There's $15.
Echo Lake.
Around there. There's a Target in the parking lot. We're like, here's a pumpkin patch. And it was the saddest fucking pumpkin patch ever. Yeah.
That like the Home Depot one. They're never good. Yeah. Yeah, get like a Christmas tree there too. No, it's never good.
I don't know where to go. No. So I guess I'm gonna contact you, Frank. You better fucking text me back.
Can I ask what's the point of going up to a pumpkin patch if you don't have a kid?
There's alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, shit. At every one?
No, I don't know about these.
No, okay. Not the free ones.
Okay, say, I always see parents.
Drink tickets.
I always see parents taking their kids to pumpkin patches. Like, why me as an adult would go to a pumpkin patch?
Well, then don't go.
Because it's
no, that's well, why, it's that's why I'm We're asking, not Brian. I'm not, I don't want to be convinced. I just want to know why there is to go. I was trying to match your energy.
Because you get to go and hold pumpkins.
So, Frank, why
like,
you as an adult, an adult man with no children?
It makes me happy. It makes me happy.
Okay, all right.
I like touching them.
Say it again.
I like touching them.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
Makes me feel like Halloween is coming.
Mm. There you go. You just go to Ralph's. They got
like
plenty of pumpkins
you don't like
right in front.
Pumpkins, Christian? You don't like
no, them? I like carving pumpkins.
You just you want to go to like Ralph's instead of going to.
Why don't you go pick it up? I mean, if they got mazes, then I'm in.
Well, I don't know about these free ones. What are these free ones? They don't have drinks.
They got hay.
There
you go. That's all you need.
It's a. They got hay. It's a place where you buy pumpkins.
That's it.
That's it.
But there's no
like a lot of them, you know. It looks
but
cool.
Are they more expensive than like?
There's
pumpkins
a petting zoo at the one at Toluca Lake.
Oh, okay. You what just pet the pumpkins.
There was a petting zoo at the place where they smashed the pumpkins. Never made the smashing pumpkins joke.
The world is
it's like
empire.
The bank. I just got that.
Yeah.
That was good.
There's 12 other dads lined up to make the same joke over there.
Guys who grew up in the 90s.
Just wait. It's gonna deliver. It's great.
Okay.
So yeah, no alcohol, no rides. I don't know. You guys have rides or anything at this
rides?
Pumpkin patch?
This is bullshit. This is not a pumpkin patch. You went to a carnival that happened to sell pumpkins.
It was a pop-up, yeah.
That's what you went to.
No, but you sold it as we went to a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
No, you Jack's went to a straight-up like summer fair is
pumpkin
what you went to. Fall pop-up. Fair.
If I say more autumn.
There were rides?
Thank you.
No. No, I think of it, there's no rides.
What you just say?
There was
right.
beer
there
and was, axes.
There yeah. was there was rides at the Target one in Echo Park,
Echo Lake,
Echo Lake. But it was
Silver
like the
Echo.
Saddest yeah. looking, just like kids spinning on a like a tiny Ferris wheel,
merry-go-round.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
Target went out of their way to provide service for some kids.
They did.
So, like they rented a and ride. Somebody was it. Like, "This is gonna make some poor." Yeah.
Not good enough for this guy.
Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I need some alcohol. I'm an alcoholic. I need drinks.
Well, you could have gone into Target to buy it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Target has a decent alcohol selection. I'll give them that.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Target? And there's like two Targets in Burbank.
In Chicago? You've been to the Chicago Target, though? Brian's been there. He flew out there this weekend.
The one in Glendale is huge at the Galleria. It's like 16 floors.
16.
It's like San Francisco. Yeah. You know that one mall that's like 15 floors?
Yeah. Man.
It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like it big.
Yeah.
That we do.
Said that way too clean.
Yeah.
Okay, pumpkin patches. Frank's life is amazing.
Yeah.
Cody, what's going on with you? How are you, pal?
Is your life just as amazing?
Couldn't it be worse, honestly. real dark segue here.
Your Bucks won. They beat a...
Oh, yeah!
That was stressful. What a stressful Barely. Day.
Do you have fun at night. All watching football?
I mean, the end result is more of like just...
Like you came.
Like you're holding on to it as it's about to explode.
Exactly.
But you hold on to it for like 15 hours.
Yeah, but it also might not explode. If it doesn't go true. Well, it might come back down. It's like, well, what the fuck was the point? You know?
It doesn't like the singer from Police, Sting?
That holds his dick until it explodes?
No, he's going on edges. He doesn't like to come.
Was it tantric sex or some shit like that?
Wait.
This is public knowledge that the singer is...
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, the singer Sting?
Sting, yes. He doesn't like the actual sting. Thank you.
He uses the stinger, but doesn't like the act of stinging.
Yes, there it is. On. Yes.
Okay. What else?
He likes to build up to it.
Smashing pumpkins, guys. That's what they're doing. They're throwing pumpkins.
But he doesn't
in the
like
air.
To smash the pumpkin. And...
So you like to party and shit.
You partied? Doing blow off of asses? What are you doing?
Have some fun. Right. What are they doing? So, not doing blow-off asses.
So the Bucks,
the Buccaneers
beat,
won.
Oh, yes. Barely by, like, 2 points? What was it?
Very, very stressful
I didn't
game.
See it.
I say, Cody, by two runs?
I've kind of come, like, full circle on Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Yeah.
I hated him for so long. Mm.
What changed?
And I think seeing him on the Buccaneers. And
changed
like,
him.
When he threw the Lombardi trophy drunk off his ass off the boat, I was like,
dude.
That kind of changed. I was like, okay.
They have
okay, I like what? You. Now I
why,
see
why that
I
makes that humanizes him.
Yeah, I see that he's like a person now, and he's just like because
when you're in
fun. New
with the Patriots, you're not allowed to have a personality. Basically, so now he's down. He doesn't care. He's 44 years old.
He's like Florida. I kind of have fun like, watching him now.
Like I want to get the. They have T-shirts of that moment when he's walking back, just hammered, and I want to get a T-shirt of that so bad.
Catch me at Bucks so one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Last night. Yeah.
Okay.
Barely.
Was it a huge? Did he? With a huge like a reunion of Brady and
spectacle.
Belichick. They played Hello from Adele.
They played it again. They played it again. Yeah, I was like, mercy, they're playing the Hello promo.
Oh my
check
God.
It out.
Did they face off with each other like Belichick and Tom Brady?
No. Belichick at the end went up, like, good game.
I fucking hate you.
I was like, I hate your wife. Just ran.
Oh, you went to her.
He walks up, good game. Fucking hate your wife. That would throw the guy off.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah. My wife do.
Because do they legitimately hate each other?
I mean, apparently after the game, he actually went to the locker room and hung out with Brady for like 20 minutes and like, kind of cleared the air. But
just fucking
it was an awkward week because like the they just fucking fought.
Bought each other.
Because there was a book that came out the week leading up. Strategically,
if I did it,
what if I did it?
Strategically released, by the way, this release date. It was not the O.J. Simpson What If I Did It book.
I don't think that was ever released. Again, I'm in O.J. world right now. I'm watching a lot of O.J. stuff.
But they released a book where they were like, detailing all the behind-the-scenes drama. All these stories were coming out leading up to this game, so it was like all this, like, all these headlines.
Is this a big
like
enough
that.
Thing to be, like, a 30 for 30 eventually?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Ooh,
yeah. Like, I Chicago Bulls, Scottie Pippen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is it Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan? Is that Belichick and Tom Brady?
It's...
Or Rob Gronkowski?
Not quite the exact same dynamic.
Okay.
But there's drama there.
Belichick
there's,
would be Larry Bird.
It'd be like if Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan were feuding, which they weren't, but that's what it would be like with Belichick and Brady. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the game was they won. It was weird because Brady didn't play well, but won.
Yeah, he
so
didn't.
I was like, okay,
I should have started Stafford instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I beat Christian in fantasy.
Yeah, you destroyed me. Those projections are shit.
Yeah,
yeah. I worked really hard this week too to get that team.
I bet
ready
you did.
To go.
Yeah. You looked at the lineup, you set it, and you forgot about
it. No, I just didn't.
Auto.
Yeah,
I didn't even set it. It's been the same team for 3 weeks.
We should have you legit auto-draft every year and just see what happens.
I was doing
and
pretty good for a while.
And not even check the lineups, not do anything.
I will say, in the other league I'm in, I'm 4-0.
Look at you go.
I'm first place.
Look at you go.
I have way too many
points.
Is it for money? Yeah.
Look at you go.
Shit. Did I pay him? I don't know if I paid.
Did you pay me?
I think I did.
Okay.
I always do. Come on, sweetie. There are still people in the Schmoes No League that we did like 6 years ago.
No,
my buddy,
seven years ago. Yes.
Never do a league with anybody.
From Schmoes. Yeah, never
Tom,
do a fantasy league.
Christian, yeah. Ellis paid. I think Makuga paid. I don't know if Ken. Whoever was in that league.
Of course.
None of them paid. My buddy, till this day, my best friend, won.
Yeah.
Didn't get paid most of that money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did not get paid. So don't Shitty ever people. Play with any of them.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Right. We should all tweet them right now.
Pay it back.
Well,
my best friend. I honestly don't even remember like
did you
who paid
it.
It was like $20-25. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't
still,
a whole lot.
It's $25. It's $100.
Yeah,
what people didn't pay.
Yeah.
My buddy brings it up like every so often. He's like, hey, remember that league? I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still made a profit.
He did. Barely.
True.
Ellis, yeah. Honestly, his money back honestly Ellis might have covered. Ellis might have covered. Oh, he would have done something like that. Yeah. All right. So, don't do it.
Forgot about that.
So, yeah. Are you still, Frank, are you still a Falcons fan? You're a Falcons fan, right?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
But
it's
tough this year.
Me and Frank used to text each other during Falcons and Bucks games. They play twice a year. Mm. It's always fun. We went to a bar one time and watched the game. It was a great time. Yeah. I'm sorry, we went to Adam's house because we were going to watch it at Adam's apartment, and then he didn't have the game, so we had to awkwardly go over to Barney's. And it was
I
remember this. I texted you last year, and I was like, hey, isn't this fun or whatever? And then, you just seem sad. So I stopped texting you about
it's
the Falcons.
It's just not.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you would again, Cody.
Yeah, you want to? Because they played a couple weeks ago, and I was like, should I text Frank? I'm like, no.
Last time,
I feel like I hurt him, so we'll see.
It's okay.
Why are you a Falcons fan?
I grew up in Atlanta.
You did?
I did.
Oh, I thought you were from San Diego.
I am, but I lived in Atlanta when I was little.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You interviewed me on your podcast. You got my whole life story. I thought you
don't be a weirdo.
He forgot all of it.
Yeah. Are those up?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's on our channel. The Frank one is on our channel.
We got the rights. Oh, yeah. We were allowed to.
He was done, and then he randomly did.
Don't post episodes the same time as do it. You can't do that.
I forgot I had a comeback with Frank. Mm-hmm. That episode slayed. Got like 3 viewers.
Yeah.
It's late.
Fucking crushed.
You did like 2 episodes, and we're like, okay. I'm done.
Again, fucking schmo people, you have to coordinate schedules, and you can't coordinate money.
Okay.
How are you going to coordinate an interview that you don't get paid for? Think about that. That's the great basis to have a show.
We've opened up wounds here. What just happened there? Anyway,
there's a lot of trauma.
But Frank was there. Up here. Frank was there.
Yeah.
In between party and getting fucked up. And
I completely forgot that he's from Atlanta. I don't think he's from Atlanta.
Yeah. Technically.
Yeah. Okay. He's an Atlantean. Yeah.
Your family's still in San Diego.
They are.
I know.
Are
that.
You quit doxing people?
I know that.
Jesus Christ.
I know that. We never found out where Kat's from.
No, she's just high.
Yeah, she's just high all the time.
Kat, I'm sorry.
She's way too high. I don't even know where I am from.
You're not, Kat. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah, Emmanuel says that episode is up on the channel. Go check it out. Maybe you need to re-listen to it.
No, I can't listen back to
to that one.
That was one when Frank, I brought out my little drum pad, and Frank's like,
That's right.
I don't know how to do it. I was like, oh, you just do. He's like,
do you remember, do you still have that song we started recording?
I do. Should we play that?
Do you have it on
your phone? You right now?
I think I have it on a Google Drive.
Oh, that's exciting.
So what did you guys play? You played the bass, Christian?
I played bass.
What is Frank? Frank plays guitar?
Yeah.
He looks like
not well.
Frank was singing. He put like a singing track over it, right?
Frank sang?
I think we were still figuring things out.
Let's see what you're going to pull it up.
There was a time. Music was the thing. They were talking.
Right, I legit went to his place, one of his old places, and we recorded stuff. I think did we have drums on it?
Yeah, I think we used a drum machine.
Ooh. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we just
guys did.
Send that shit to me.
This is fucking exciting.
Where is it? Find it, Frank. What was the title? Is it?
Did we even have a band
name? The title was Getting Fucked Up Partying.
Hanging out with Frank. Pumpkin Patches.
The bass that I have in that corner, you guys can't see it, but I legit bought that just because we're starting a band.
Well, you bought that recently? I thought that was your childhood bass guitar.
No, the bass that I had growing up with my other buddy who plays in a band, I gave it to him.
Oh, okay. Didn't know.
Yeah, I bought that. I remember I was doing the Macuga show.
Yeah.
And I went to that guitar center in West Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
got it there, and then went to his place. It's I just got a guitar.
I think he found it.
Is that
He's
it?
Testing.
We got to play it, send it to Christian so he can play it on the Bluetooth.
I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, we got.
So are you guys okay playing?
We got a garage band.
Me, I'd be scared shitless. I'd be like, don't play it.
What do we call this?
Connect it to your Bluetooth.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. You can connect it to
what?
Frank has Bluetooth connect it to our capability.
He's got it. Send it to me. Send it to me.
What do you have it on? Figure it out. You guys
pull it up on the screen after the Robo clip.
We shot a music video.
And then we'll do that, but.
I like this one real quick before Frank sends it. Daniel Savo says, what's a better chance of happening? Don't be a beardo or a crossword on Twitch?
Probably crossword.
Yeah.
Because that's easy to do.
Why'd you give up on that?
Because Mark Hoppus was doing
it. Yeah, Mark Hoppus stole it.
No, he was doing them clearly before you.
Was it? Can you give me a beer?
I realize you went
also,
for it.
Also, since we're on that, shout out to Mark Hoppus. He's doing a lot better now. Cancer free, baby.
Cancer free.
Woo! Fuck cancer.
Yep.
It's so playing. Is he connected to Bluetooth or is he not connected?
I don't know, but it's playing out loud into the ether and somebody's going.
I'm playing right now. Hold on.
I just closed the fridge.
This was
a
banger.
It was a banger.
It was a
bop or a banger?
It was a bop, if you will. Yeah.
Bop or a banger, Frank?
It's a banger
it's
bop.
Titled, I don't know if this is the name of the band or the name of the song.
That's a long title.
Broken Romance.
Ooh.
Bad Romance.
Broken Home.
Here we go. This is 3.5 minutes long.
Yeah, let's not listen to the whole thing. Just like,
is this the one with singing on it?
I don't know.
Okay,
let's
we'll see.
2 seconds at a time.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
Oh.
So we got a bass.
Can you get copyrighted for this?
It picks me back up.
There you Frank.
Go. Oh, then you sober me
down.
Down.
Oh, I keep on slipping these lies that we're living when you come around. I had a chance.
Wait, let me explain this part. I'm going to talk over.
What happened? Commentary.
That was somebody else. I wanted to sing that part. It was like going higher, but I can't sing like
that. I probably
so you wanted to
sing.
Trade off. You wanted to do a blink thing then?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you okay.
So that was me trying
was
to poorly sing this like high.
I never got that far.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you send me and I'll sing it for you and we can put it in and we'll release it.
Yeah, we'll do it now. A song made four years apart.
Romance for two. All I ever hoped to be was...
Our drums came out pretty good.
Yeah.
Broken with
you. Guys
you.
Did the drums yourself, like, on a machine?
I think it's just like a garage band. Yeah.
That's cool.
You just, it's like
I would have thought you would have bought, like, a stock thing. Yeah. Into...
It's a banger.
It is a bop.
Wait for it.
It's like, Cure style.
Oh, it's the chorus?
Dang.
Oh, that's a nice
I like record. That little...
We went to the hat. The day that we...
Did we really?
Christian has thoughts on that.
Oh,
he's got thoughts on that.
He's like, this is way better than Tommy's.
So there it is.
I'm glad we went here.
I know we're
Tommy's.
Enjoying this great food from the hat.
That
you
was the name of the band.
Sucks.
It was better than Tommy's.
Better than Tommy's? There it is.
That's not a bad
pretty good, like...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we should start that up again. Maybe we just start it up again.
Fuck it.
I didn't know you wanted a singing part for the other. I would have sang that other part. I didn't know.
We'll do backup.
Getting the band back together.
Doing it. We're doing it.
We're going to visit you. Can we go to your place?
Yes.
All right.
I've never been to Frank's place. I've heard the legends.
It's great.
Heard it's great. Heard it's a fun place.
So, the pool's great.
Brian's always asking about pools.
He said he's been there. He's been to the pool.
Daniel Savo likes it. He says I'm so hard right now.
Oh,
nice.
We're getting the band back together.
Oh, like that one.
Send me the lyrics. Send me the song. I'll record the track. I'll send it to you. We'll release it. Boom.
There we go.
There it is. We'll send it to Alex
to mix
it.
That's exciting.
Boom.
Yeah.
Have you heard this Olivia Rodrigo track?
You just sound like
how do you
fucking...
do, fellow kids?
That's how I feel.
There's never been a more like boomer sentence than I've ever heard than that right there.
I feel so old
Jesus
now with
Christ.
This music.
You've never heard Olivia Rodrigo?
And I heard it in the car in Chicago.
Yeah,
the good for you song.
That song is fantastic.
She was on SNL.
She was, but I fucking skip like music sometimes.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Casey Musgraves. I don't know.
I skipped that part.
But that Good For You, I heard it in the car in Chicago, and I was like, oh, did Paramore come out with a new song?
Oh.
I thought it was Paramore.
It's been a whole controversy.
And I looked it up.
Yeah, it's been a thing.
I don't think it sounds that similar. Everybody's like, it's like, the exact same thing. It's in the same vein. It's inspired, but I don't hear the same chorus.
I don't think it helps that she, like, after the fact said, like, thank you for the inspiration.
They gave them writing credit. They legit
they
have writing
eventually,
credit now.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah, yeah. The Haley and the because
it's like good for you. It's like quick, and then the like. Whoa, I never meant to. But like, it's totally different.
No, it's the same.
Whoa, and
good. You're talking to the lead singer of Bad Romance
syllable.
Right here.
Yeah,
Broken Romance.
Know your place here, bro. Yeah.
Come on,
the lead singer.
I think
of
I know something about melodies.
No, but I was legit like, is this a new Paramore song? I'm going to look it up. And I Googled, what's that song by Paramore? And it's like, Olivia Rodrigo sounds like Paramore.
Yeah,
and there was a whole good.
It's a whole thing, man.
That song and then the driver's license song?
That was a good
song.
I only heard that one.
Good.
Amber put on the whole album. We were driving something.
You say you
could just say you put it on in between Avenged Sevenfold and Trivium.
I listened to half the album and I was like, this isn't for me.
So no.
It feels like poppy, like Britney Spears, like
sounds
poppy
like,
shit.
Is that a problem?
Like Paramore.
I'm too old for that now.
Oh.
I feel like I'm too like Rodrigo.
There's a beautiful
Olivia Rodrigo, guys.
2000s.
That's going to be my campaign song.
Pop
good for you.
Resurgence.
Oh, there's because of Machine Gun.
Your
Kelly
boy.
Can love Machine Gun Kelly.
Have you seen we talked about it a little bit last week. Did you see the beef between him and the Slipknot lead singer?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. That was pretty funny.
So I told Marissa that story, and she thought Slipknot was one guy. So she was like, Mr. Slipknot.
I like that's a cool title. Mr.
I was
Slipknot.
Like, yeah, MGK and Mr. Slipknot. Mr. We're going at it, man.
Might as well.
Corey Taylor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else other young kid songs do I have to listen to?
You've heard of Billie Eilish?
Yeah, she sucks.
Okay. You guys heard the new Billie Eilish?
I can't stand that music. I'm too old for this shit.
I'm going to grab more beer.
I'm with you.
With what?
Mind grabbing a...
I'm not crazy about Billie Eilish.
I can't jump on that train.
Bad guy, sure. It's a fun bop. Whatever. It's catchy.
You guys.
I can't tell you any other song that she's made.
I know.
It's all good. It's well made, well produced.
I feel like the production is better than the singing, the vocals. Whatever it is. What, Frank? You give me a look. Frank says that Billie Eilish is going to play with Danny Elfman somewhere, and Frank is so... Excited. Our YouTube channel just went out because we're bad-mouthing Billie Eilish.
You know you're not supposed to do that.
And now YouTube come is back like eventually. Not receiving.
Come back. It's fine.
But, Frank, you're a big fan of Billie Eilish.
Yeah, go on.
I do enjoy Billie Eilish.
I just can't get into it. I tried. I get it. I don't get it. I'm too old now for this shit.
I feel like you're not going to give it a chance, though.
I gave it a shot.
You're coming into it with a mindset.
The Good For You is a bop. That caught my attention.
It's a bop. It got you going.
It got me going. Yeah. I was like, what's that Paramount jam?
What's the Paramount
song?
It is of
paramount importance.
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah, Billie, what else we got? Olivia Rodrigo is only like 18, right? She's like a Disney Channel star. I feel like she's super young.
Yeah.
I'm like too old for Disney Channel star music. That's like listening to Selena Gomez right now.
What's wrong with Selena Gomez? I watched her cooking show on HBO. It was great.
Did you watch Only Murders in the Building?
No, I heard it's good, though.
I got bored the first episode.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
I'm too old for this shit. It's got Steve Martin and Martin Short in it.
Brian's over here watching Charlie Chaplin movies. Oh, this is my shit. All right.
What makes you happy?
Yeah, what makes you happy? Nothing.
Springsteen concerts.
We had this conversation last time I was here.
What?
You and I have had a similar conversation. Why? You just want to tear everything down, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
No, listen. Yeah. I got this soundbite.
Brian has found joy in something, and we should be happy.
What was it?
What was that that you found joy?
I was like reading old children's books or some shit, like sideways stories.
I'm a little too old for that.
Are you just too old for that? You were reading for this?
The crocodile toothache. The crocodile went to the dentist and sat down in the chair. And the dentist said, "Now tell me, sir, why does it hurt?"
It's the whole thing. I went up to listen to the whole thing.
Yes, we do.
On that great Zoom mic.
Crocodile toothache.
His iPad microphone.
I went to the dentist.
I bought a Yeti.
Oh, you did buy a Yeti.
The Yeti Pro.
You know who uses that? Olivia Rodrigo uses Yeti Pro. No.
Have you guys heard the new microphone Olivia Rodrigo is using?
Rodrigo.
You just starting off podcasting or what?
No, for my Zoom meetings. Oh, okay. Brian was in the back of my head making me feel bad.
Were you doing it on an iPad?
That was literally like the beginning of the pandemic. I didn't have money.
In Brian's defense. It sounded terrible.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
Crocodile toothache. The crocodile went to the dentist and sat down in the chair.
I didn't have a setup.
You didn't have
now I'm all good to go. Good.
You have a mic. You have a Yeti. You got a webcam.
I do. I got a webcam. I got lights.
You got RGB lights in the background.
I've stepped my game up.
You got ring lights. You're doing great.
Right. You step your game up after we stop doing like Zoom shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, what about Lil Nas X?
I hate that fucking song.
Whoa!
That with the big hit, the bop.
Old Town Road.
I was like, this is a joke,
I mean, that's
right?
Like a year and a half old at this point.
Have you guys heard of Billy Ray Cyrus?
You guys heard the new Billy Ray Cyrus track?
I thought that was a joke of a song that became a hit, like kind of like Gangnam Style. Like it was a joke, right? Like we didn't like it. It was awful. I can't stand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You like that music?
I don't listen to it, but when I saw him on SNL, I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome. I like this.
His music?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
I look at my Spotify sometimes, and I'm like, there's nothing after, like, 2011.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten old, like, that fast. Like, there's nothing new on my Spotify.
Whenever I turn on the radio in the car, because, like,
I recognize nothing.
I don't even bother.
No, but, like, if I don't have signal for my Spotify or some shit, and I put on K-Rock, it's playing the same Red Hot Chili Peppers and... Coldplay songs from like the early 2000s. Yeah.
They don't
like
throw Imagine Dragons in there again.
Time has not changed or moved since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Under the Bridge by Roger Rivers.
No, it's playing Foo Fighters like on
Learn
and off.
To Fly.
Yeah.
The radio is stuck in that time, and so am I, apparently, because I love that music.
Oh, yeah. I don't listen to, like, all the metal that I listen to, it's not anything new.
Old
the,
stuff.
The only new stuff is, like, the bands that I've listened to when I was younger.
Yeah, exactly. I'll listen to System new Blink stuff. New, yeah,
System came out with a new song last year, but, like...
Like three songs or something?
Two songs, but, like, that's probably it. Trivium comes out a new album this week.
Oh, it's exciting. Nice.
That's like they came out with one last year, and then they were like, fuck it, we're going to write another one. And they did another one.
It's a good year for them.
It's good. They bought a fucking hangar in like Florida. It's a good year.
They're killing it. No, they're killing it.
It's not just me.
It's Trivium and Frank.
There's a couple of us.
Frank and Trivium are thriving right now.
You know who? You know who?
Slack group.
Oh.
You talk to each other.
All the successes.
Yeah, how's success stories. Amazing.
It's just like, LOL, it's going great.
I was going to say, you know who else is thriving? One T DeLong.
It's true.
That's right.
New album.
New music from Angels and Airwaves. That's great. Weren't we going to a show?
I'm not going to a show anytime soon.
Weren't me and Frank going
to go? You won't
go
out to during a pandemic at all?
Well, there's a Slipknot concert I might want to go to.
Oh, and is it inside? Or is it in Iowa? You going to fly to Iowa?
No.
Des Moines?
In Iowa?
No.
You can do that shit?
Am I getting interrogated? No. There's
go to Iowa.
California.
Christian.
Here. In Los Angeles, Los Angeles.
Okay.
Of California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they were having in Vegas, they had a bunch of bands. We were like, oh, Enrique Iglesias is playing MGM Grand.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'd go to that show.
You would go to that?
Oh, yeah.
I can be your hero.
Me and Makuga would play Enrique Iglesias songs all the time during Shmodown.
You know who he's playing with?
Okay. It's got to be someone from like early 2000s.
It's obvious who he's playing with.
Well, never mind.
Co-headliner. Enrique Iglesias.
Who is it, Brett?
Ricky Martin.
Oh. All right.
His boy.
Right. Why is that obvious?
Because they're both Mexican men.
Oh, okay.
The only ones that are allowed to be successful in America.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
You're thinking? Yes. Christian.
That's correct. Pause. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Luis Miguel. Heard of him?
Jenna, exactly. Go to that Riverside show, Frank, to Angels and Airwaves? Or no? You
going
to go to the LA one? What's going on?
I've got tickets to the LA one. And I've got an extra one if you like.
No, he doesn't.
I was going to invite you to come with me. I'm going to do it live on the air now.
It's later, right? Is it later?
I think it's November 5th. Oh, we'll get it.
What's his show?
Angels and Airwaves.
Who are they playing with, though?
It's just them. They're playing. Tom does 45 minutes by himself just talking about UFOs.
I hope so.
Then he goes into music. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
I'll give you a maybe. I'll look into it.
How is this new album?
I didn't love it at first,
but
with most of his like stuff, it takes me like a couple listens. I'm like,
I don't like this, but I can get on board.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm digging it, but there's no like standout bangers.
Mm.
But then you listen to it a couple times, and some of them come out.
Everyone's saying they're not Mexican. Come
what are
on,
they?
Brian.
What are they?
Come on.
They're probably like Puerto Rican, maybe. I don't know.
Enrique Iglesias?
I don't know. I was just saying it just to say it. You're just going along with the bit, Brian.
You're just saying anything else.
I don't fucking know.
What are they? Cody, what are they?
I'm just glad that me and Frank were completely silent.
Neither.
Yeah, I took no
good.
Part
we
in
are
that.
We good, but hey, here we go.
They were very quick to call you out on
they
that.
They all called me out. All the Mexicans in chat.
Anyway, so yeah.
Let us know what they are. Don't just say what they aren't.
No. We should know that. We should know that. Yeah, we should be informed.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, guys.
You like representation on the stage.
What? Did
representation.
You just say?
Yeah, see, Puerto Rican. Ricky Martin is Puerto Rican. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Good job, Christian, for getting that one.
I stayed quiet.
No, you said Puerto Rican probably is what you said. I was like, that's a bold guess. Bold guess, Christian. Okay.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's Enrique? Are they Latinx?
Well, wait.
What does that mean?
We'll wait and see.
What does that mean?
That's
what?
No.
No,
well, I mean, they can be. But
teach me.
That's
got
it. That,
got it.
He's Spanish,
according to Manny.
Oh, all I saw was can confirm Tong DeLong.
That's true, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick, for jumping in there to clarify.
Yeah. Tong DeLong is not Mexican.
So he's from Spain.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that considered Latinx? What is Latinx? Teach me these terms,
those
kids.
Are Latin, if you're
I'll
Latin.
Take
from,
this one.
Yeah,
I'll
please.
Take this one.
From Latin countries, and then that's, I think Latinx is you're identifying your gender.
So November, Angels and Airwaves,
maybe.
November.
So,
Palladium's where the
Palladium
is?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is the Palladium.
I love the Palladium.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you're not saying Latino or Latina. You're saying
Mexican.
Latinx.
Yeah.
There's not a Mexican X.
Like,
we get started.
Album,
yeah,
let's
start Mexican. Like, yeah, they're brothers.
I'm starting to get into a couple of the songs. I was like, this might
I
be
know
good.
Cody's
and then I went back
that,
and I listened to Secret Crowds right after. Oh, and I was like, all right, this new album, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
We were kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's missing from
you? You were speaking over the Mexicans. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'd say we were speaking under and letting you have the spot.
Oh, it's pretty dominant.
Cody, give me that can. No, give me the can.
Give me that can.
Anyway, yeah. Favorite Angels and Airwaves album. What do you think?
Probably I Empire.
Yeah, it's mine. It's mine.
What?
Yeah. I Empire.
I Empire.
Yeah.
Is the name of an
that's
album.
Where they found their footings. The first album had some good songs.
The Adventure wasn't good?
That's a good song. But half that first Angels and Airwaves album is great. Mm. The other half is kind of bad.
Oh, but, how much rep thoughts, Frank? How much rep presentation is on that album?
It hurts.
It hurts to say.
Not a good song.
That's a bad song. Very bad song.
Yeah. It sounded like he was going to say it hurts.
No. It hurts is a very bad song. But like Start the Machine's a great song. The War is a great song.
Start the Machine?
Yeah, it's a closing track.
Okay.
Track number 10. Yeah, it's a good song.
All right. So, start the what?
Start the Machine.
Start the Machine. I got kind of scared. I was like, is that not the name of the song?
Let me ask you this. If because we're going to force you to play it. We're going to have you play the Blink-182 game. And list off as many Blink-182 songs as you can in about a minute. But do you think...
What about Angels and Airwaves songs? How about we do that?
You completely stole Christian's...
You're taking forever
to get
it.
You completely stepped on it.
We knew where he was going.
Let's just blow our load.
I was completely surprised.
Let's blow our load.
I had no idea where Christian was going with that. Yeah.
Take over, please. What was I going to say?
Since Brian ruined it, can I just say to Kyle Johnson that Rite of Spring is amazing... But Tom's yodeling is what makes it amazing. That song's so good when he comes in with the
yodeling.
So good.
Also, Fonzie says Latin America, Spain is not part of it, Brian.
Oh.
Spain is.
You fucked up,
different
Brian.
America.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was.
Spain's in Europe.
Did I?
You should formally apologize.
I apologize to the Mexican community.
No, you should. Apologize
to everybody.
Latin community.
Just say sorry for once in your goddamn life, Brian. Say sorry.
I will not, Cody.
I will never.
But as of recent developments, now that Mark Hoppus is doing very well, there was a little thing that came out that said the friendship is back together between Tom and Mark.
They can't just keep doing this.
Why the fuck not?
One of them's going to have a life-threatening experience, then they get back together for a year, and then they break up again.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be an awkward album. They could just do a reunion tour.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
I'm fine if they don't make music together again. I'm glad they're on good terms.
Can they
headline
together, co-headline?
Oh, that would be awesome. I mean, that'd be weird.
Alkaline Trio, Blink-182.
Throw Plus 44 in there.
Why not?
Yeah.
Boxcar Racer.
Throw it in there, too.
The Aquabats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Transplants. Fuck it.
Oh, Transplants.
Throw them in there.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Throw everybody in there.
Yeah, everyone who's associated with these guys.
Literally a tour that's just going to kill them.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've got tickets to see Machine Gun Kelly this month.
You like him that much?
I fucking love Machine Gun Kelly right now.
You like his rap or you like his pop?
No, he likes the pop punk album.
Him and Travis Barker are like...
Killing it.
Single-handedly reviving this whole genre.
Wow. Well,
Travis Barker.
No, they are, but
I think Olivia Rodrigo is.
I've also been listening to.
Have you heard of this new person?
The new track that came out from
you
Olivia
Rodrigo.
You heard this
Kenny Hoopla?
I love that guy.
What's that?
He's opening for Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And him and Travis Barker are also
to
like,
be fair,
raising
I've heard two songs, but I love his two songs that I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that guy.
All right.
Oh, sorry. I was trying my best.
It happens to the best.
I was just so bored by this conversation.
No, sorry.
Christian gives no fucks about Kenny Hoopla.
No.
Hoopla! It's amazing, like, emo pop punk.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
Machine Gun Kelly
back
or your Hoopla guy?
Both.
Both.
Both. All right. So you don't like his rap career? Machine Gun Kelly's rap stuff?
I hate it.
There you go. That's the stuff you hate.
His pop punk is pretty solid.
So what if you go to a Machine Gun Kelly
concert? I hope he only plays the newer stuff.
And he's like, all right, this is
I'm curious.
Taking me back to my roots, guys.
Yeah, still I wonder what he's going to do.
Does he play rap songs when he plays live?
I don't know. Yeah, he just talks shit on Slipknot.
On everyone he's had beef with.
He was like on stage and he's like, you know, I'm so glad I'm not doing right now being a 50-year-old man in a mask. And then everyone's just like, Okay.
Okay, I'll say it again after the
and
next
then,
song.
And then though. They Hold left. On. They yeah. left his show to go see a Slipknot show.
Yeah. I'm just gonna keep saying it every.
I dyed my tongue black.
Yeah. Anyway, Machine Gun Kelly, that album was okay. I'd say it was pretty solid.
The only song I really liked was the Halsey song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's really a good.
I think I have like four or five songs.
He's got from that album, a new one that he came out with called Paper Cuts. That's incredible. The, and the that's music the whole video antithesis is fucking good.
I watched a guitar tutorial from Marty Music on that song.
Oh.
And, guys, shout out to Marty Music. Have I talked about him on this show?
I'd like to hear about Marty Music.
Anyway.
Marty Music.
If anyone out there is trying to learn guitar,
oh, that's how you're learning.
Check out Marty Music, guys. He's such a wholesome person.
I think we've got Marty in the chat.
Oh, Marty, what? How you doing? How do you do what you do? Let me know.
Would
man.
You bring your guitar one day and play some chords for us?
Sure.
Play some licks.
I'm better on riffs than I am on chords, I would say.
Oh, you can riff.
Riffs are harder.
Some riffs.
Riffs are harder.
I'm different. No, I can't like.
I'm different.
No, I struggle with like muting other strings to do the chords.
Yeah,
basically.
That's hard. That's why I played bass, because it's the easiest fucking thing.
Yeah, so I do riffs, but like I just do it super slow at first until I speed up, and then I get it. But,
you know, I'm different. I'm different.
It's Cody's first song. Right?
I'm different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking touch my leg. No, you can do it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That's a big hand. Good for you.
That's a size 12 hand right there.
Must feel nice.
Put it up, Frank. Put it up.
Marty loves
Horseman!
Yeah. A lot of love for Marty in the chat.
Marty. Can we get Marty in here?
I learned
which one can you if you can see the titles?
Jesus Christ, they're so tiny.
I just start going.
I'd say
through
pick
them.
A random one, see what happens.
Yeah, this is a roulette.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm scared.
Outtakes from so Collider. Scared.
Oh God, he's gonna play another one. Let's try to find a good one.
No, here. I wanted to.
Again,
I think
it's throwing me off.
Vroka is fair game.
Yeah.
Any Vroka? In the meantime, I'll play this mashup to show you how similar these songs are.
Okay, turn it down before Christian reminds you that we're monetized.
There goes the YouTube copy,
yep,
right?
Okay, yeah, we're talking over it, though. We're talking over it. Here
talking,
we go.
Talking, just talking. I have one. I have one here. Frank.
Oh, Frank's outtakes.
Oh,
this is for
what is this?
Charlie's Angels trailer reaction.
Frank, you did a Charlie's Angels trailer reaction?
Literally nobody else would do it?
Hold the
That's
fuck
what
up.
I'm saying. Nobody wanted to do it.
How have we not watched this on the show? Okay.
Wait.
All right.
Did it?
But also, Kristen Stewart was in it. And so,
you're a fan?
I was happy to watch it.
Now, again, we're not going to be able to hear ourselves.
That's what I was trying to get.
Is.
I was trying to get.
You have to turn the monitoring on, no?
Oh, maybe it's not a, maybe it's not a window
catcher.
Christian,
and,
the monitoring?
Yeah.
It's not a window catcher.
You're
going to want
to. Yeah, it's the monitoring
you do
right
the
monitor, there.
Christian.
Did this air? So is this still?
This collect- is on.
Hey, Brian, we're trying to monitor this.
No, this is absolutely on the webs. If
it's
they
still
recorded
on,
the whole fucking
if you,
thing.
If you Google Charlie's Angels,
probably.
Frank Lucatorto, you'll find this on the Collider
I'm so excited.
Channel.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. If
whatever
it's
it is.
Up, I don't know.
Wow.
I also love that, in case Christian can't get the routing to work, that we're going to play a clip that we don't know what the hell
it
is.
I don't know what it sounds
and
like.
It might be bad.
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's not
would
bad.
Would he pull it if it were bad?
I don't know.
That's like the main reason that he would have pulled it.
Well, bad, but good bad.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here it goes.
And the survivor, the Destiny's
so
Child.
Is Miley
don't
Cyrus,
know what it's
Adriana.
I think he just messes up. I think that's why it's funny.
Do it again.
You can't do it again.
Subscribe to Collider Video and check out more Kristen Stewart content. I'm out.
Frank will be here for all your trailer reaction needs. Bye, guys.
All right, Frank. What a great benefit. Now we're gonna get some response in the chat to see how that went. To see
what
you
can
exactly
play it on the playback. Right?
Was comment in the chat. What did I actually say? Because
we
couldn't hear.
To know.
Check out more Kristen Stewart content. I'm out.
Frank. Poor Frank. Going here, just being thrown in front of a camera. Do you feel like you've gotten better as the years have gone on, being on a microphone?
Exponentially worse.
Feel like I've gotten better on microphones. I've gotten worse at Zoom meetings. As these have gone on, like I'll have a meeting scheduled, and I will want to vomit.
Oh,
like, I think about it the
with
whole
updates
day.
Of like, what are you working on today, Cody?
Oh God,
I edited a video today.
It's just like if I have one at like 4 o'clock, I'm like,
I'm just gonna
my whole day is ruined.
I'm just gonna play the audio for this one.
Okay, hold on.
Fuck. It's very possible that
he's just so first. Play it again. That was kind of quick. Play it again.
Which is fuck. It's very possible that.
Is he doing like a read or something?
Oh, there's another one.
God damn it, son of a bitch. All right.
This is actually kind of fun. This
oh,
is,
God, I'm so scared.
Just playing it. No, here's one of
just
Thad.
Just playing the audio.
Here's one of Thad.
The General.
No, you can't even see that one. The General. Oh, my God.
Hey, Thad.
Forgot about that.
Okay. All right. Thad? All right. What do we got? I'm not going to show the video, but.
I like that. I like that.
It's kind of an inside joke.
It's very yeah. much an inside
All of
joke.
These are inside
I'm sorry, Brian. Are you bored?
This was only meant for like five people to yeah. listen to these and laugh at, but man, that was good.
Boy. Yeah, I can't window capture on the...
We'll figure it out, guys.
You got it. You got it.
During a live show, we don't got to worry about
yeah,
it right
now.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Oh, I think audio is also funny. That was good.
Yeah, very funny.
I like that.
All right, Frank, you ready for the Blink-182 game?
I'm not.
Hold on. We should have someone else, one of you guys, do around, just to warm him up so he knows what he's actually playing.
Okay.
Because we're playing like
I'll do
Spotify
Airwaves.
Songs. You have to guess
kidding.
What the song
oh.
is.
Oh, okay. It's System of Down. That's the only one I'm confident with. I'm
now, kidding. The record, Frank, of getting the number of songs you can guess in a minute, I think, is like 20? 21?
I don't know.
I think you got 25.
It was me. That's
it was you.
I
that's all I
believe
know, yeah.
it. I believe
yeah.
it.
I think it was 20 or 21 was the record. I think Ellis had like 19 a couple years ago when he did Van Halen. And then everyone else, you did like 10 or 15, I think, Christian, for System of a Down.
Yeah.
No, you did very well. But everyone else other than that has done very badly.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you do terribly, Frank, don't worry about it. Okay.
Am I timing?
Yeah, time it for a whole minute. And do we not start until after the first song starts? How do we do yep. that? I forget.
Yeah, once I play it, then okay. you'll start the timer.
Okay.
Once you hear the music, Frank, you start the timer.
So
you
study
do nothing
me.
Else, Frank.
So think of what I do, but just when you do it.
I'm going to be too focused on the timer.
Okay, yeah, you right, watch right. those seconds tick.
All right, this is me
and
playing.
You're going to count?
Oh, shit.
Cody?
Too much responsibility.
I'm going to be yeah. listening to the music.
What do we call this game?
The Spotify game.
Oh, there we go. Boom. Mm-hmm. Playing the Spotify game. There it is. And I'm going to do, this is a test run for Frank to show him how it's done. Here we go.
That's a good jam. Olivia Rodrigo, check it out.
That did sound like Paramore upon first yeah. look.
Well, that's because you played both yeah. of them. At the, that was
it's a mashup. It's a mashup. Yeah,
okay, anyway.
Okay. All right, no more. No more.
Have you heard the song, Chris?
Olivia I've heard Rodrigo. It.
All right, okay. Frank, once you hear the music, you hit go.
I've restarted it three times already.
War.
No.
Yeah, skip it. Psycho.
Yes.
Oh, it's one of the new songs. I don't know. Go.
Oh, man.
IEIO.
Yes.
Prison Song.
Yes.
Suggest? No, no, no.
No.
Spit. Yep. Aerials.
Yes.
Lost in Hollywood.
Yes.
Sugar.
Yes.
Holy Mountain.
Yes.
That's War.
Yes.
Atwa.
Yes.
Violent Pornography.
Yes.
Bubbles.
No.
No. Needles.
God damn it.
I don't know that one.
No.
Spiders.
Yes.
Attack.
Yes.
Toxicity.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh shit. That passed. Oh, I know that one.
Ooh, that was good. Good
you,
run.
You either got 14 or 15.
Okay.
I forgot after the first like two or three. I was like, fuck, I'm supposed to keep track of this.
Stop counting? How many
no,
did he
no,
get?
No, those two loud songs.
Good.
I went to go turn it
felt
down
good.
And then all that.
A lot of the 14, their first 15. Album yeah. stuff are, and their untitled.
The new ones.
The Steelist album
you got
a little tough.
You missed a lot.
Yeah.
And I gave it to you for War, but it's technically War. that's the title.
You should have said War with a question mark. Yeah. That's
what was that
you.
Last one? That was the first song of their first album.
Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea, yeah.
So, Frank, do you think you can handle something like that? You can say skip as many times as you want, by the way.
So, here's the thing.
Mm. What's the
I thing? Mean, I'm obviously going to do it, but I don't handle the pressure well.
It's just us.
And I just then
thing,
I feel
yeah.
then I feel like I don't know anything after
no, no, no,
and I'm
no,
like
no, no.
we've
you know,
had the, people do you. This where they got literally like two
yeah
okay so don't worry about it it's
that's
fine.
The thing that's the plus side the plus 44 side of yeah. doing the Blinks
oh I can do that
is,
I can get all 12 songs
yeah is that all their songs start off like right away
yeah Blinks really
System
good
of Down
that.
Is kind of the same thing they all fucking start with the guitar
we did I think though. Oasis with Ken and I was like oh this is taking
yeah because they like long ass intros
yeah
okay Frank you got a minute. Take your time. You know what? Tell yourself, I can do this.
You can do it.
I can do
have
this.
Have some fun.
Frank, say I can do this.
I can do this.
Say my no, 20. Say this. Say this. My 2020 was great.
My 2020 was great. My
say Mark Hoppus is a better vocalist and songwriter than Tom DeLonge. Say it, Frank.
No.
Okay.
Say my 2022 will be even better.
Oh. We already have the soundbite of him saying my 2020 was
that's
great.
True.
So that's all
right. Here we go. Here we go.
Also right. Say the last two Blink albums were way better than Neighborhoods.
The last two Blink albums were unlistenable.
Oh, oh dear. You might get some of those songs in
there.
Yeah,
it's all random, Frank.
Remember, you can say skip if you get one of those.
All right. And if you get it wrong, I go to the next song. Yeah, you don't get like different chances. Multiple. Ready? Got it?
Here we go.
Got it. First song. Timer starts after the first song.
Feeling this.
Yes.
Say skip if you don't know
man, you skip. Skip. It's too much pressure. I can't do it.
Keep
I
know
going. That. I can start singing the Miss You.
Oh, yes. God.
You're listening and you're not saying the song.
Well, because it's so good. Listen, then kind of.
You have 30 seconds left. We're going to get flagged.
Oh, what a great song.
Talking what a next.
Great
song. Sorry.
Okay.
What's my age again?
Yes.
Next. Skip that.
Yeah, you won't know it.
Fucking Carousel.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Adam's song.
Yes.
Wishing Well.
Yes.
Nice.
Story of a Lonely Guy.
Yes.
Skip.
Time.
Okay.
Wait, get this one. No.
Apple. I don't know what it's called.
Apple Shampoo was played earlier.
Damn it.
That one. You got seven, Frank, but again, people have done much worse. Don't feel bad. And I think you got the hang of it as we got going.
I did.
You
started to like it.
You want to go again? You want to warm up and go again?
Towards the end?
Fine. Let's go. Okay. We'll get it. I think you can hit 10. Here we go. Here we go. All
right. Ready?
And if you don't know it, skip around.
All right. Just stop listening.
Down is a great song.
We want to get paid for this episode.
Here we go.
Ready?
Mm. Yeah.
Really loud.
Anthem Part 2.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Skip. No, never mind. Sorry, that's my bad.
Dogs eating dogs.
Do you want to come to a little party song?
Yes.
Story, Stay Together for the Kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After Midnight.
Yes.
Get the drumming down. Name this song.
We know you know the song. Come on, come on.
Yeah, next. I know it. I know.
Skip.
All the Small Things.
Yes.
Skip.
Oh.
No, he won't know it.
Skip.
Skip.
Nope.
Skip that shit.
Nah.
Time.
That's time.
I don't like the game.
You did
I don't
worse.
Like the game.
You did worse, Frank. It's
I know.
Okay. It happens. It
I'm
happens.
Sweating. It's okay. I can.
Are there any fans
all the lyrics
besides Blink 182?
I think the scenario is just. I think the scenario just stresses him out here.
Yeah. I'm a little. Yeah.
What about a Sporkle quiz off? Could you do you think you can name all 150 Pokemon?
No.
More than Cookie.
How many times are we going to how many times am I going to lose?
How many times are we going to embarrass Frank?
Yeah.
Trying to come up
Trying to come up with something. Just trying to keep going.
We'll play another soundbite. We'll play another soundbite.
Another soundbite?
So. For you, I'll just get yeah. All right, stop playing it.
Doesn't that sound like Paramore?
No.
Come on. Like Green Day at the beginning.
Mm. That was Green Day? Can you do Green Day?
No.
I can't do Green Day.
They have too many.
Maybe.
What do you got?
Give me Sum 41.
Whoa. Sum 41.
Storm into the party like Wayne was.
I'm not getting 20, but I want to think I can get 10.
Rock. That's what we're all about. What we live for.
That Spider-Man that the soundtrack was
yeah,
for?
Yeah, but who was the guest guitarist?
On that Seether. One? No, that was the other one.
Nickelback.
Larry King. No.
Larry King.
Larry
the commentator.
From Slayer.
Oh, I didn't know.
Krang.
Dimebag Daryl.
No, he passed away many years ago.
All right, anyway. I think I can do Sum 41 okay. If they get like the latest album, I'm not going to get any of them, so I'm going to skip you there.
Kerry King, excuse me.
I think I can get their first like three or four pretty well. We'll see how it goes. All right. I'm ready if you
guys
are.
All right. Keep track, Frank. Sum 41.
All right.
You just have to count.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. Just count.
You can do
Frank.
That.
I'm flustered.
Do you want to do the timer?
No.
You can do the timer if you want. All right
here we
Wait,
go.
Wait, my thing's like take your frozen
time.
Right now.
You take your time, Brian. You let know when you're ready, okay? Again,
look,
I think I'm okay. Sorry about that.
Who did you say was the guitarist?
Or Kerry King.
Oh, they're brothers.
Fucker, you were the whole time pulling that up.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
I was waiting for that one.
No, fuck you. Fuck you for that. Frank is so confused, but fuck you, Brian. All right, here we go. All
right. I was wondering when you were going to play it. Got it.
Yeah, Cody.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay. Don't worry about right. it. You don't want to know.
Play the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're playing the zombie.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Red, wait, who's all keeping track?
Right. Now I'm thrown off, and I'm rattled.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy right now.
All
right.
What voice are you doing?
I don't know.
This is Happy Christian. Right. This is what Happy Christian sounds like. I don't know what's going on.
All right, here we go. The song. The timer starts when the song starts. Yeah, right, here we go.
The Bitter End?
Yes.
Handle This?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Skip. Motivation?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great song.
Skip. March of the Dogs.
Yes.
Woof, woof. Scream Bloody Murder?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. Scream Bloody Murder is what I meant to say. Skip. It's an acronym. Nope. Thanks for Nothing.
Yes.
The other one is an acronym. Skip. Skip. Oh, I know that one. I'm still waiting.
Still waiting, yes.
Oh, that's a good song, but I don't know off the top of my head. Go.
Pain for Pleasure.
Yep. Skip.
15.
Hillsong.
Yes.
So Long Goodbye?
Yes.
Skip.
10 seconds.
Skip. Underclass Hero.
Yes.
5 seconds.
Skip. Skip.
Last one.
Ah, damn it.
How many was that?
10.
I got 10.
Woo!
Yeah.
I think I got more.
I think 10 is the line where you want to get to with these things.
I don't know.
I think I did okay.
That was good.
There's a lot of newer ones in there, I think, too.
No, I could probably only do like the all filler, no killer.
All killer, no filler. You were backwards. backwards.
So you probably can do it.
Yeah, I probably can do it. No. That's the only album that I fully listen to. Motivation is my favorite song of that album.
That's a great song.
Good song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And Pain for Pleasure. The Pain for Pleasure. Have you heard the version that they did live on MTV?
Have you guys heard the new Pleasure rendition on MTV?
Have you guys heard of this MTV channel?
That Sum 41 performed.
I am looking this shit up.
Back in 2001 off their album All Killer No Filler.
You're going to love this.
Music, this television.
Have you guys heard the new track? Have you heard it? Do you guys remember when they did like MTV icon shows? And they would have like Metallica had one. They had a bunch of band played Metallica songs.
I remember they did a list of least...
Oh, thank you.
No. Oh, we got a sound.
The super chats are coming in now.
They did a list of like least metal moments in history, history.
Was it Limp Bizkit playing?
No,
it Sanitarium.
Was Avril Lavigne playing.
She played Fuel.
Yeah.
Give me Fuel. Give me Fire. Give me that. What is that?
Hold on.
In front of Metallica.
Hold on. There will be no Avril Lavigne slander.
Thank you,
Frank
Cody.
Is present.
I didn't create the list.
Thank you, Cody.
Are you
Jamie Joss of Hatebreed? Headbangers Ball.
Are we forgetting the moment we had on this show when we on unison? I'm with you. Great song. Great
Frank,
song.
If we did Wanger's Karaoke, would you pop in for that song?
Possibly.
Just that song?
Yes, just that song. You can leave. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to like give an intro or anything.
Just show up.
Yeah, just show up to sing that song.
I'd do it.
Go back into your cave you call an apartment.
Where he's partying, getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing all that.
I'm going to be very upset if I can't find this.
It's probably not anywhere.
Oh, my God. No, it's amazing because the guitar player and drummer switch places.
Oh,
and
pretty amazing.
The drummer sings, the guitar player does the drums, and then the other guitar player does this the highest pitch I've ever heard in my life. It's amazing. Yeah. Right. I have to find it.
Highest pitch. We know that it's out there somewhere, guys.
Did it sound like we'll Broken Romance?
Oh, high fuck pitch. Yeah, I found it.
Oh, you found it, guys. Here we go. We're going to listen to this, apparently.
We can't listen to it.
No, we can. He's figured out at least the audio portion of it, I believe. Mm-hmm. We're going to see. There it is.
Hold on.
Oh, he's got to fit the screen.
No, don't worry about the screen, Brian. He's just worried about audio right now. Never mind. Maybe he is doing the screen. Yeah, maybe he did figure it out then. Look at him go. I see what he's doing. He's maneuvering 4-3 letterbox.
It's not gonna.
It's gonna be in front of our thing, but that's totally fine.
No, no, no.
We can cut off mine and Brian's face if you want.
I'm gonna layer it up. Don't worry.
I don't want to be around.
You can see a little bit of white. That's fine. Cody's here.
It's okay. Yeah, Cody's here. There's a little white every day.
There we go. I think we got it now. I think, guys. Is it we're gonna see
are
how
we gonna
goes.
Get flagged from MTV?
Oh no! No, you should have committed. I know that. That would have been great.
Here we go.
All right.
Where is it?
I'm going to do it towards the end. All right, I'm going to play it towards the end of the song.
Okay, this is the part where it buffers. Okay, we're going to get there.
Here we go.
It is MTV 2.
MTV 2 is what they
watch
did.
Watch the guitar
Brian,
player.
Shut the fuck up.
I was talking. It wasn't Brian. Yeah, that's a high voice. That's pretty impressive.
You guys kind of ruined it, though, but that's fine.
Reminds me of Coheed and Cambria.
A little bit, yeah.
Coheed and Cambria's okay. You're okay.
I enjoy some of their tunes.
That bit worked a lot better if you guys didn't talk.
I'm sorry, we ruined the moment. Okay.
That is.
Well,
that is
I had
the
something,
singer.
Cody.
That's the singer on the drums.
Yeah. No, we established that.
I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy singing was not meant to be singing.
Yeah, and then the drummer was at the mic initially.
I'm sorry. I could have not done that at all.
Christian, it was a great bit. I feel bad for ruining it. I'm sorry.
You guys talked over it.
You guys all definitely
Frank yelled at me. I wasn't even talking. I stopped talking 10 seconds ago.
There was a delay.
Exactly. There
was a delay in your mind, Frank. Damn it, Frank.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play one random one.
All right, what do we got? He's looking back at the file here. He's looking back at the folder, seeing if there's anything good. He's just looking up a PNG.
Is that a...
It's just a PNG. It's a PNG.
We would make emojis for Slack, too, sometimes, guys.
You can create emojis?
Yeah.
For Slack?
Oh, yeah.
You guys heard of Slack?
Made one today for my job. It was fun.
What's this one say?
Video, Luke falls in love with Leia, seeing her, you know, before knowing it's her sister, seeing her in that video.
It's just a random... This is a random thing. Oh, boy. Let's see.
There's literally hundreds of
there's a lot.
Videos.
Did you guys work at Collider?
We did sometimes.
You guys did
we
work.
We did sometimes, yeah. Most of the time we just made each other laugh. And that's work at the end of the day.
Do you read the script?
What?
That was a heavily edited thing.
Oh, boy.
All right, then.
Oh. What else you got in there?
This
more?
Is one from Jay Washington.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we about the second line of this one. Drew Brees on the team, baby. That's our leader.
That's from one of
That was better with the visual. But,
fantasy draft. Yeah, fantasy draft. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did a whole thing of Collider Sports, Collider Games.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
They tried it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Tried it all.
Good times.
Very
better to try than not try at all.
There you go.
Yeah, Brian.
100 lies.
Get one truth in there. That's one thing that we learned today.
Make up.
Right? We've only said one true thing tonight, guys. Yes, we've said 99 other lies.
Mm-hmm. All lies.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Frank is here. He was truthful today. He made it.
Have we been lying to you this whole time? I don't know.
No, Frank, he made it.
Yeah.
I haven't told a single lie tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so special. Oh, my gosh.
Except for that one.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, that was a lie.
I was about to say, look at us being in the presence of
truth. But then because you said that, you lied, and therefore you didn't lie earlier.
Oh,
exactly.
Think about how that would have been twisted.
Exactly, yeah. Frank. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Stop doing your eyebrows.
He's giving you some good eyebrows.
For those listening.
You're missing out.
Giving Brian the eyebrows.
You're missing out on these eyebrows he's giving him. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I do want to, before we wrap things up, because we are getting towards the end.
We're getting towards the 30-minute outro.
Yeah,
of the show.
I know. Amber, I'll wrap it up.
Amber, we're going to go quick.
I'll wrap it up.
Go quick, Amber. Don't worry.
This isn't the outro, though.
Okay.
Because it's officially spooky month.
Oh.
So, woo.
Oh, fuck.
We like to read some scary stories. Yes.
Oh.
Mm. We only have one. But
Oh, you got some.
We got one. We got one. So here's the thing. Every year, every year for Spooky Month, we like to get submissions from people to read some spooky stories. And you just send us an email. You just send it to wangershow@gmail.com. And we'll read off your spooky story. Now, nothing too real world. No traumatic experiences or anything like that. But if you had like a spooky spiritual encounter, or like if you thought you got... almost abducted by aliens,
Tom,
or you heard something in the middle of the night, and you think it was just some spooky spurs. Okay, just send in to wangershow@gmail.com, like our good friend Steak Sauce.
Hey, Steak,
steak Sauce. I don't know if you wanted me to say your real name, Steak Sauce, but so I'm just saying Steak Sauce. Love sauce on all of his steaks. Frank, would you have the honor of reading the story?
Read it, buddy.
Is Brian going to clip it out and make a really long sound?
That's why I don't want to read it.
Yeah, just read it, Frank.
Sorry. I haven't proofread it, so it might be bad. Or it might be
lights?
Great.
Should we get the lights for Spooky Month here? Brian, you want to get that light? Never mind. You're big.
Can you just flick the light off?
I'll reach. All right. Okay.
Wait. Is this a true story?
This is a true story.
Apparently. We'll see what happens.
If you see any curse words, please.
If you see anything, say something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh, this.
Oh, man.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, shit.
That's a nice orange tint to it. I like
this. It.
How are we doing?
Welcome to another edition of Bedtime Stories with the Wangers. Oh. On this month's. Do I sound like those true crime things? Do I sound doing something? On this month's story of bedtime.
This month's story of bedtime stories.
This story comes from Steak Sauce, entitled
Steak Sauce.
# Spooky Month. Frank will be reading the story, not nearly as good as I am. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, guys. Steak Sauce here.
That's so perfect.
I have to pee so bad, so it hurts to laugh. Go ahead.
While I probably do have good stories about things I can't explain, I'll tell you about something that happened to me at work.
Where do you work?
I used to work for an ice company and would deliver ice across the state.
Burr.
I've had a lot of things happen while working there, but this one terrified me. I was delivering to a gas station in a town known for drug addicts. So most towns in Indiana.
Riverside.
And shots fired.
San Bernardino. And I got out of my truck to go inside, and I noticed a woman sitting outside the gas station.
Just in here.
Staring at me.
I'm staring.
I went inside to do the normal job stuff. And go back outside, and she's not sitting there anymore. I walked to my truck and opened the driver door to grab my work tablet to go over the ice order with the gas station attendant. And in the passenger seat is the woman.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, man.
She told me to get in the truck with her. But
get in, baby.
But I was frozen in fear. Because
like my job, because I work at ice.
Because something like that. Where's the music?
It stopped.
Yeah,
I just like the story did.
Okay, there we go. Shh.
Mm-hmm. She told me to get in the truck with her, but I was frozen in fear because something like this hasn't happened to me before. She told me again to get in, and I quickly shut the door. I sprinted inside the gas station faster than I've ever ran in my life. She stayed inside the truck.
I'm here.
Motionless.
I'm not moving.
Most likely high as a kite. As I was flustered... that's not me. There, that's in the story.
You can't provide your own commentary. Yeah.
No, that's in the story.
Okay. Tell it as it is.
This is...
As I was flustered, trying to tell the attendant what was going on...
What's up, dude?
And she called the police.
Hey, guys.
She called the police. Oh, the attendant did.
The attendant.
Okay, sorry. Don't assume it's all men.
That's my mistake. Sorry about that.
The cops arrived a couple minutes later. And the lady in the truck was too high off of whatever drug to even notice or try to leave. Whoa. It's getting less supernatural with every line.
Yeah, now it's just someone on crack.
It's a scary encounter.
Shh.
They arrest her and found a knife in her pocket.
I didn't do it.
I'm obviously okay.
I did do it.
But no horror movie has ever scared me as much as that experience. Me and my friends joke about it now. My way to cope with stuff is always joke about things.
That's funny, dude.
But I went home right after that and didn't go to work for a couple days. Sorry if this is too much, but it's my scary experience I have. Love you guys and wang on.
All right.
Thanks, Steak Sauce.
Yes, Steak Sauce.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I mean, that would be
spooky.
That would be fucking spooky for anybody. Yeah. Wouldn't want to fuck with that shit. Thank you so much, Steak Sauce, for that. Appreciate that. I don't know why I started the timer again. Spooky month. Spooky month. So hey, if you have a spooky story and you want us to read it here on the show, any encounter that you had, you think it's something good for us to read on the show, and make some jokes and laughs about it, as long as it's not too crazy, not too serious, nobody was harmed during the making of any of these stories, send it in, wangershow@gmail.com, or just leave a comment. Leave a comment. We'll read it. We will read it. We will read it. There it is. I want to wrap up, but I also have to pee very badly.
You want me to read the things? What do you?
Well.
Oh, okay.
We got some Streamlabs and Super Chats. I'll do that first.
I said I could do that. Yeah. That's what I was offering.
Oh, I thought you meant the names at the end.
No. I can do the Streamlabs.
I want to embrace the people there. That sent us in things.
Embrace the people, because you got to pee.
Don't say I'll pull that.
The Capo Chico.
This is a nasty tower down here. This is scary. Not to mention I have like 8 beer cans that are currently in the way.
That Frank will avoid to get to the Pacifico.
My pee-pee is about to burst.
Stop. Don't say that. It's true.
How big are your balls?
Not big at all. It's very cold outside.
Apparently,
there's probably more lightning. You hear that thunder earlier?
Yeah,
some of that lightning.
I saw some of the flash when I was coming in.
Yeah, spooky. Yeah, I'm going to go pee-pee real quick.
All right,
so I'm assuming it's all of these.
My pee-pee is about to burst.
Where is it? The 2 hours.
Got it.
Pee-pee is about to burst.
Pee-pee is about to burst. Guys, we want to thank you guys for anyone who sent any Streamlabs or Super Chats. We'll read these off right now.
Super Chats.
Then we'll get to our Patreon section here at the end here. But first up, Bobby Mitchell donated, and he said, Frank! Kat and I covered Avenged Sevenfold this week. I hope I did those solos justice, Christian. Well, hang on. Well, Christian's not here.
If only Christian were here for the reading.
Did not hear your hope.
Your money back for that, because Christian wasn't here.
We understand, Bobby. Up next, Chris Ramirez donated some cash, and he said, hey, Christian, I was at the Warner store.
Again, Christian's not here, so...
There's other people on the show.
Please submit
you can talk
all,
to us too.
All requests for refunds to wangers@gmail.com.
That's about me reading it at first. He's like, well, these are all addressed to me that I wrote to myself. He said, hey, Christian, I was at the Warner Brothers tour and Universal Studios this weekend too, just a day apart from you. Christian, your thoughts? Okay. Senior Film was always there donating us some cash.
Senior Films.
Appreciate that, Senior Film. Moving on to Spinning Art, who said, thank you, Frank, is what he said there. Because you said, thank you, Spinning Art, in the previous soundbite. So I like that joke, Spinning Art. That's good. Moving on. Christian, there's some questions for you.
Maybe we should take a step back here, because I've been promising refunds.
What's the question?
First off, Bobby said that him and Kat did a Avenged Sevenfold cover. And
I heard that. They did Seize the Day. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I said, I hope I did those solos justice.
Well,
that's what he said.
You know.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding. I can't imagine how hard it would have been on an acoustic. So.
And then,
it's really good.
Chris Ramirez said he was also at the Warner Brothers tour and the Universal Studios this past weekend, just a day apart from you.
What?
I wanted to bring up there. Yeah.
What? It was really fun.
Any other stories?
Did you ride the broomstick?
No, I read the Bat Pod.
Oh, you're on the Bat Pod.
Fucking
yeah,
did,
man.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Big hog.
Moving on here to Harrison 2 said, been months since I could tune in live. You all rock, except for Lavender Farm Brian. Mm. Also, been here since episode 1. Wang on. Hey, appreciate that, Harrison.
Thank you, sir.
That's like 260 episodes.
40.
You're close. I'd round up.
I'm sure that there were 20, like, non-sequentialed episodes. Some one-offs.
What?
I don't think there's been one.
No.
Yeah. All right, moving on to AOV, who donated, said, Brian's Mexican fact of the day. Sorry, I got...
What was that?
Brian's Mexican?
You were saying Brian's Mexican fat ass doesn't know what he's talking about.
Don't touch me.
Brian's Mexican fact of the day.
Mm.
You sneezed over here. All right, anyway. Tom DeLonge once declassified that aliens are actually Mexican. The U.S. government has been... It's actually been literal all these years. That's why UFOs are shaped like sombreros and they mutilate cows, thinking they're just big pinatas. That is a comment that was sent, and I did not come up with on my own. I would like that to be known, but I did not
comment.
Come up
Good
with
thing that you
on
read
my
that.
Own. I'm glad that I did. Thanks, guys, for setting me up there. Moving on.
Can I review it?
The Hunt for Golem donated and asked, Frank, are you still at the place that did those videos that came out last year?
Oh, yes.
I am.
Oh!
Doing deep fakes for them.
Doing the deep fakes for them.
Ooh,
who's the guy that donated?
Thanks for asking.
To us every week,
Senior Film.
Thank you, Senior Film.
Where can they find all those videos?
The Sassy Justice YouTube channel.
There it is. Boom. Post
videos. Thank you, Paul.
Go support them. Go support Frank and all of his endeavors.
Thank you, chat. Sex Witch.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Sex Witch.
Thank you, Spinning Art.
I did forget to mention, because everybody on the planet is talking about it, but Squid Game.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. Okay. I watched the first two episodes.
Saw the pilot.
Sequel to what?
Ooh,
no. Continue that joke. No. Please continue it.
Is that the sequel to My Octopus Teacher?
That's pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it.
No. It's fine.
I'm afraid it's going to fall over, and I don't want to make the guest be the one to knock it over. Okay. So you're fine, Frank. We'll give you a pass. We'll give you a pass.
Squid Game.
It's good.
It's pretty good. I'm only two episodes in. There's 9 episodes. I don't know how you feel about it.
I haven't seen it.
It's a slow start, but everyone's talking about it. That it's like breaking Netflix. It's like the highest watched
thing. Hot new show.
Oh.
Yeah. That's Amber amazing. Went to work today. She's like, everyone's talking about Squid Game. And I'm like, oh, so now you want to watch it? Now you want to watch it.
Yeah, Marissa wanted to watch it. Fell asleep within the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Texting the whole time?
No, she fell asleep while watching TikTok is what happened.
It is a foreign show, so.
You got to read it.
Well, apparently there is an English translation that you can listen to.
I don't like doing the dubs, though.
The dubstep?
It's weird. Good for you. That's very progressive.
I don't like it, guys.
There was an article that came out that said, like, the translation changed a bunch of shit.
Oh, really?
Like the
I go with the original.
No, the written translation changes.
No, Christian doesn't even do subtitles.
You learn the language.
I learned how to speak Korean.
It's very impressive. Yeah.
It's speak Korean, right? I don't know if it's like any different. But I learned the language.
As opposed to?
Well, like Chinese Mandarin.
Oh.
Dumbass.
But it was like the speak part is what you questioned.
He's like, speak,
it wasn't
right?
The language. It was the act of speaking the language.
Well, speaking of language.
There we go.
Thank you all so much. For joining us here on this episode of The Wanger Show. We do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button. Leave a comment down below if you're watching.
Or dislike it.
You can dislike it, too. That's fine as well. As long as you just watch. That's fine. Woo. Leave a comment. What's your favorite part about the show? What's your favorite part? No, fuck that. What's your favorite part about Frank?
What is it?
Say something nice
about What do you
about
love
him?
He about needs a Frank?
Win. I need a win. Come on, guys.
Leave a comment, and then we're going to do a contest. Winner, Frank will go and to your place, because we've doxed everybody on the show today. Yeah. He will find you. He'll give you a hug, and then he'll take you to a pumpkin patch. How about that?
There we go.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Can I go with you, Frank?
Yeah, but you're buying the ticket.
You said it's free.
No, we're going to
the
sub.
You knew that when you asked. Yeah. That's why he wanted to.
Yeah. It was a joke.
It wasn't funny.
To who?
Thanks What's for having me.
I don't know.
This has been wonderful. I can't believe I ignored your phone calls all these years
for this.
You missed out all on this.
We're going to get you back on soon, and we got to do another Overcooked as well as a Mario Party very soon. And you know what? We could just do that. We don't have to record it. We just do it for fun. Not everything has to be fucking recorded. We can just hang out.
Yeah.
You know? Not everything has to be hashtag content. Everybody out here in LA is fucking bullshit. Every single week, we give a shout-out to our patrons, $15. Now, Frank, would you have the luxury of reading 7,000 names?
You got this, buddy.
Can it's followed I get the by spooky sub- music again?
No, it's followed by a soundbite. So, okay. Sorry.
Damn.
Your request is denied.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right. This is in order of who the wangers like most.
Mm.
It doesn't say that. All right. Number one, Aaron J. Lancaster.
Look at my fucking dick.
That was parody. That was parody. Dude, there's a lot of names.
Okay. Aaron Woodley.
You know, he was white.
Alec M.S. Young.
Whoa.
Asian.
A shout out to Alexis Lopez.
Look at all that male ass.
Speaking of male ass, we got Anthony Moriera.
Yeah, no dicks though, right?
Mm-mm.
And Arcadio Castellanos.
Huge chunk of just
Castellanos. Axel the Hungry Hippo.
Huge chunk of just not chose.
Billy Storl.
Hey, you're going to be at Flappers.
Also at Flappers, Bobby Mitchell.
Oh! I just creamed.
I just creamed is right. Brian King.
I just nodded.
That's gross. Brian Arsenal.
I heard that.
All right, there's a lot of names. I'm going to pick this up here. Chris Jones.
As long as I know your job number one is still my mouth.
Don't forget about Cindy Perez.
Hi, Cindy. Whoa, Costco deal.
And Claire Stefan.
My pants vibrate.
Speaking of vibrating pants, Cody Watson.
My PP is about to burst.
And Connor Kennedy.
Yo, she can fucking break my hammer any day.
Yeah. DJ Red Hot Cox.
Stop sexting me.
Elena Marie Ten.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
No, his name is not Lee. It's Emmanuel Fuentes.
Oh, they're brothers.
Not Enrique Iglesias, but Enrique Cabrales.
How big are your balls?
Tell us, Gabriel E. Leyba.
One love, all love, quest love.
Giorgio Miraflor.
Fuck yeah, dude. You want sausage in the mouth, boy?
Mm. Ernan Sebastian.
Nah, he's a shitty person.
Okay.
No, he is not. Neither is James Chesney.
Could you imagine the whole behind-the-scenes episode about Poe and Finn just fucking for 30 minutes?
And Jason Harvey. Yeah.
It is magnificent.
Did I do James Lavario?
No, you must be one of the liberal.
It's alphabetical by first name. I get it now. All right. John Noto.
Oh, you must be one of them liberals.
Like 27 names. How do you not get that?
Don't forget about Joseph Tanana.
But, you know, I put two and two together. I made it happen.
Just like J.P. Bielaire.
The spread.
Yeah, I know the spread. But I can't
spread that
do,
ass.
And Carl Soderbeck.
You never go hard the first night.
Yeah, you climb out.
Never go
Friday.
Hard
yeah.
the first night. Kyle Johnson.
Yeah. 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 Corporate America.
All right. Hell yeah.
And Maris Thornton. Yeah.
I got drilled today.
Okay.
Okay. Mark Murdoch.
Cigars.
I wouldn't mind sharing a cigar with Matthew Picard.
Mm. It's a big sausage he's putting in his mouth there.
I wouldn't mind sharing a sausage with Mike Austin.
We got to jizz this.
Well, not going to talk about that with Michael Bittner.
All your chompers are all chomped.
I'll chomp down with Nathan Heredia.
Sometimes you got to listen to your mouth.
And listen to the mouth of Nick Reeves.
You still alive, baby?
And Nick Wade.
Not a big sausage guy myself. You can clip that out if you want.
There's a lot of sausage talk here. Don't mind talking sausage with Paul Acton.
I do like a good hot dog.
Or Ramon Koch.
I like a good, you know, ballpark wiener.
I'm talking ballpark wieners with Real Snacks Attacks.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Really driving home the hot dogs with Robert Gerbig.
I like a good, you know, ballpark wiener.
Jesus Christ. Ruben E25.
How are you guys with pickles? You fans of pickles?
Pickles for the dogs. What are your thoughts on pickles, Samantha Leon Mendoza?
It's satire.
Is it satire?
I don't know if it's satirical. You tell us, sang Lay.
I'm dancing with myself. Ow.
Well, you don't have to dance by yourself because I will gladly dance with you, Sean Wingblade.
You can barely swallow.
And thank you, Senor Film.
What the fuck is up?
Also thanks to Space Wolf Lounge.
And I love you guys.
Oh, here's a spooky name. It's Steak Sauce.
Have you ever gotten a call from yourself?
I wouldn't mind giving a call to Terry Stockwell.
Holler at you, boys.
And I'll holler at Terry G.
Just made like a giant dick.
Speaking of giant dicks, I'm sure he's wonderful or has a giant dick. Thaddeus Maximus.
What if they imprint like on a fucking rock? You know, like
it's like I just want to be with this rock.
I want to fuck this rock.
Well, take that with what you want, TJ Jones.
I've never hit from the rough.
Tyler Eklund?
You got nothing.
Sorry, you got that soundbite.
That's what they call big dick energy, folks.
Oh, yeah.
And Cody, what's it like?
Big dick energy to close out the list here with Zach McCordale. Zach McCordale.
Your dad never played cards?
No, he was never there.
That was an honor. Thank you.
That was the best reading.
Thank you, executive producer patron.
A lot of people just read that and just read it, you know. You
owned it, man.
These
made
people,
a story out
these
of it.
People made all this possible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, yes, they did. They did. And we thank you all. Appreciate every single one of you. Please, once again, hit that like button. Leave a comment down below. Once again, your comment. What do you love about Frank? And we'll see you all next week. We got a commentary coming out this week, Collateral. And then we got some Spooky Month commentaries coming out very soon. Exclusive to the patrons. So join us there, patreon.com/wangers.
Like what?
You can find what?
What kind of spooky content?
Well, we're planning some spooky commentaries.
Ooh.
Oh, and some other stuff.
Ooh.
I don't want to say.
What's the other stuff?
Some other stuff. I don't want to say. I don't want to come up short on anything.
All right.
Or like film a reaction of us doing something.
You got to do it.
You know? Boo. What? My grandma's a big fan of you. All right. Thank you all so much. Brian, take us out. No, we're going to get flagged. Stop. The real song. Now.
Whoa. I never meant to brag. But I got him where I want him now.
It's pretty close. The more I hear it, the more I hear it.
No. It's similar. It is similar.
Similar enough to get writing credit.
I mean,
did you have fun, Frank?
I did. That was wonderful.
Yeah?
Thanks,
you did
guys.
Great.
This
was a lot of fun. This is so much fun. Thank you for
one love.
Joining us here. One love.
Quest love.
Quest love. There it is.
A little less love. Let's dial it back.
Okay, there it is.
Spread
that ass.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you all spread that ass. Yeah.
Metaphorically speaking.
Or...
Nah. We don't actually want you to spread
You must be one of them liberals.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you subscribe to the channel, join our Patreon, watch other episodes, and hey, we're in spooky month. Go check out our short film, The Shape. It turns 4 years this year. Oh, wow. We could have done it better, but it's there. Go watch it.
It's fantastic.
Thank you all so much. Bye.
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 Bye.